Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Wednesday. Midway through this week, we'll be live here for the next 4 hours on this 22nd day of April 2009. And we've got Judge Napolitano, who was going to be on with us last week and had to reschedule. He's scheduled coming up in the last hour today, so that gives us plenty of time to take a lot of phone calls, because I love all the different angles and directions and places that listeners take us here. And so any issue we're going to cover, I would love to get your take on that. Things happening in your local news. That's why I really like taking phone calls, because they'll say, did you see this in Albuquerque, New Mexico? Or did you see this in Louisville, Kentucky? Or you see this article in New York, New York? Or you see this article about martial law in Schenectady, New York, where they say they're going to put regular army on the streets? Or, hey, Alex, they're announcing armies running checkpoints, and the governor said no, but the army doesn't care. Here's the newspaper article. I want to know what's going on in your area. But I do want it short and sweet so we can get to the next caller. And then I've got my guys in there Googling. You give us the headline. We'll check it out. When we go live at prisonplanet.tv later in the show, we'll also put the articles you mentioned up on screen. So call in. Let us know what's happening in your area on a host of issues, your intelligence reports on what the New World Order is up to, or how the people are fighting back and what successes you're having. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Now, I have all this important news here in front of me. EU closes climate loophole for in-car air conditioners, banning air conditioning. Fatties cause global warming. They want to tax you for what you eat and what you do. Expelled. No intelligence allowed. Finally had a chance to see this film. It's not even a creationist film. It's top scientists saying, who aren't even Christian, that it looks like something designed life. And it shows how they fire all the professors that even ask the question, because Darwinism's the new religion. And Mr. Stein, who's Jewish, who made the film, he found out that it was the Darwinists and the eugenicists that run everything. He came out with this last year, folks. It's right out of Endgame. We know they had to see Endgame. But the issue here is, it's like a remake of Endgame. I want to get this gentleman on the show. The ADL came out and attacked him, basically saying it's anti-Semitic to expose the eugenics operation. See, there's a whole other level to this. You expose the Nazis, boom, ADL attacks. So I'm going to talk about that. You expose the real Nazis. Now, if it's some 21-year-old speedhead with a machine gun that, they're, quote, busting, well, then the ADL's all over it. Also, you've got this American journalist held in Iran, 8-year prison sentence, and the media's hyping it all up, saying, how dare them not give her a proper trial? The globalists don't even give people trials under the Military Commissions Act. And they have torture being admissible in military tribunals, and then the tribunal finds you not guilty, the president or his designate can order you secretly held and executed. So I wanted to go into that hypocrisy and tie it in Representative Harman with the AIPAC situation with all these foreign spies from Israel. So it's getting really, really serious. We'll be breaking that down today. And National Level Exercise 2009, we mentioned this yesterday. Burma's covered it Monday. I'm kind of behind on this, but Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson have done articles up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com on this subject. Kurt did a great story last night. National level exercise with foreign troops practicing, surveilling, and policing the American people. You can't make this type of stuff up. We'll go over that today as well. Also, a shot in the dark, looking back on the swine flu epidemic caused by vaccines out of the Washington Post, and how that dovetails with a new article out of Reuters. U.S. officials track new flu strain, similar to bird flu, but coming out of pigs in California and Texas and other places. Yes. And then we've got police find Freddie Mac's CEO dead in his home. Stay with us.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday edition. I'm going to have wide open phones throughout the entire broadcast today. Just a ton of important news and information to cover. Let me go over some more of it that we're going to be going over here in the second segment. Then I'm going to your phone calls immediately. Police found Freddie Mac CFO dead by hanging. That's kind of like when they had the Enron situation. The Arthur Anderson accountants would be found weeks later dead, shot in the head in their cars. Or Ken Lay, right when he got convicted and was going to go to sentencing, dies. Or down in Houston, they would, witnesses, you know, would see people running down the street in their underwear being chased and they'd be found dead. Or they'd be found dead in their cars. I mean, they just were slaughtering them, hunting them down, killing them to keep their mouths shut. They convict you, then they kill you. They're patsies or front men. We're talking about trillions of dollars here being stolen from the people. Oh, no, elites don't do that. They never assassinate or kill anybody. The government only loves you and cares about you. I mean, yeah, they take foster kids and test drugs and pesticides on them until they die, but they don't kill their own CEOs or people. And the D.C. madam told me that she would never commit suicide, then told her apartment manager, condo manager, that she was being followed and thought they might kill her. But then she hung herself in a shed at mommy's house. And, of course, she'd put money down for years going to prison to keep her condo and was giving her mother all these important documents and planning to write a tell-all book, but again, she hung herself. Uh-huh. Of course, and JFK, I'm surprised they just say he wasn't even assassinated. I'm surprised they don't say he fell and hit his head. Remember Benazir Bhutto? They said, oh, she hit her head in a motorcade. Then footage came out of her being machine gunned. And the U.S. News said, no, she still hit her head. Of course, all over the world, it was a laughing stock. And they said, look at those Americans. They'll believe anything. But, hey, here's a new one. Police found Freddie Mac, CFO, chief financial officer, dead by hanging. That was the big Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, big government money laundering operation for drug money and everything else. Law enforcement sources say David Killerman, acting chief financial officer of mortgage company Freddie Mac, was found hanging in the basement of his Reston, Virginia home, dead of an apparent suicide early this morning. The death was an active investigation, and there was no signs of foul play. You always got to love when they got the wife and the cops within minutes of it coming out going, this was not foul play. Kind of liking that intern, the young intern that died in Congressman Joe Scarborough's office down in Florida. Within minutes of her being found, Scarborough and everybody comes out in press conferences and says, oh, she had a lot of health problems, and she was very unhappy. And then it turned out none of that was true, but they said, it was not foul play. I'm dead in the office. I'm sure that's true, too. I understand. Just if I ever die, it isn't suicide, folks. I want that on record. Or if I'm ever shot in the back of the head several times, like Gary Webb, you know, with his CIA drug dealing story. He moved. He said, yeah, they keep breaking in my house. I came home. They were scaling down the back porch down to the ground and running off. And then we reported that after they killed him. And the media spun it. His house was one story. They couldn't be scaling down from the top story. See how they did a straw man? No, we said before he moved, they were in his house. See how they play those games? And then they had, quote, family friends come out that it turned out weren't family friends, that Webb had actually criticized the newspapers as quacks, going, I'm his good friend. It's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. If I get shot twice in the head, please don't have family friends popping up going, oh, yeah, he told me he was going to do it. Same thing, some guy that the D.C. madam, Deborah Jean Palfrey, had never met, and he had no recording, pops him and goes, yeah, she said she was going to commit suicide to me. The death was an active investigation, and there were no signs of foul play, Fairfax County Police Officer Sandra Ruck said. Local police said they called to Killerman's home at 4:48 a.m., but would not say who'd placed the call to 911. Killerman, 41, a 16-year-old veteran of Freddie Mac, had been the company's CFO since September after a government takeover of the company following the housing crisis. Oh. Freddie Mac had been criticized for reckless business practices that some argued contributed to the housing and financial crisis. The company is controlled by the government, and who owns or guarantees about 13 million home loans. Yeah, and they've spent $12.8 trillion, which is more than all the mortgages in the U.S., more than all the car loans in the U.S., more than all the credit card, all of them. You can pay them all off for that, but they're not. None of it gets paid off, and then the people that actually work and pay taxes, you will pay for it. Killerman was named acting chief financial officer in September 2008 after the resignation of Anthony Buddy Pizzell, who stepped down after the government takeover. And now they've got Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, former heads, running the bank takeover. So they're good little creatures. They follow orders. And if they don't, they die. These guys are just, but they've got clean cut and they wear cufflinks and suits. They're not doing anything wrong. I mean, look at the Nazis. They wore suits. Look at the communists. They wear suits. I mean, look at Ted Bundy. He wore suits. Only thing more trustworthy is John Wayne Gacy is a clown. Then you know they're really trustworthy. You know, my little kids, when they were really little, every time they see a clown, they start crying. Other stuff didn't scare him, but a clown would. That's good instincts. It's like George Norrie says. He doesn't like clowns. I don't like clowns either. So he's dead. Look at this out of Reuters. We told you about this years ago. People giggled and snickered. I mean, it's mainstream information. People just don't want to believe it. Robot killers. Killer robots. A revolution in warfare. And why is that important? Because then the globalists can order their drones, their robots, all pre-programmed to go out and do their bidding. And it won't matter if the troops refuse to fire on Americans. They are trying to convert a third of the ground force by 2011 to robots. And half of the Air Force by 2010, that's next year. You can pull these numbers up. And by 2014, the entire fighter, you know, all the new fighters coming out will be drone. And then we'll get into NLE 09. FEMA makes preparations for martial law to the next level. Government hikes top income tax rate over 50%. In England, if you count all the taxes together, they pay about 80%. France is about 87%. And now, I guess it'll be 85% or so in England because they've just hiked it up. So, and, of course, then they have all these, quote, deductions. It's 50% if you can get all the deductions, but then they don't allow most of those, so it's actually over 50. And the same thing's coming here. We're going into banker bondage, as the OECD and Ex-Im Bank say they want. That's the global government, and they say they want over an 80% tax rate worldwide. Hope you enjoy it. And I'm getting all these calls. People are saying, Alex, you're right. A bunch of other news, but I'll get to it later. I want to go to calls now. Alex, Barack Obama's on TV. He's announcing they're not going to prosecute the torturers and that they're going to protect him. And that gets rid of the Nuremberg principle of, you know, they're telling the government, commit crimes and we'll protect you. Absolutely. Just following orders cuts it. Hitler was right, according to them. And he's announcing that, don't worry, you're losing your job. They've got a new job, a part of AmeriCorps, and part of this GIVE Act he just signed. And that's it. You'll have to join the military or local tattletale force because there's no other jobs. And then they're moving in with H.R. 1444 that makes it compulsory. And they had it in the GIVE Act before, but we barely got it stripped out. It's happening! It's all happening. It happened in Germany. It happened in China. It happened in hundreds of other countries. It's happening here now. They're coming. They're parasites. They're criminals. They're scum. They own both parties. They're not playing games. They don't care if 90%+ of you don't want open borders and 98% of you don't want banker bailouts. They don't care. They don't care if Congress has a 9% approval rating. They have machine guns. They have predator drones. They are thug tyrants. And only by saying no and not going along with any of it and discrediting the criminal government can we stop it. Jonathan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Alex. Hey. I called you yesterday, and we talked yesterday about the vaccinations, about the girl there in Austin. That had,
that's right. We got the Statesman article, a little track star, what, 15 years old?
Right,
they forced her to take
shots
at school, and she died a few months later. Yeah.
Yeah, well, what I was calling about last night, I turned on the TV last night, and guess who was on the TV, man? They had commercials running the Gardasil vaccination.
Of course.
They had commercials on how good it is to take the vaccinations and, why you should take it, and there's nothing, I ain't going to say it was wrong with it, but they did, mention a couple of things about side effects, but they were really pushing the vaccinations last night, and it was on Fox Channel. And I think I was watching American Idol when it came on. So I just wanted to call in.
That's their exact target. They want just the happy, sweet people watching American Idol that think the government loves them and everything's fine. Those that don't know, they are literally under attack by the eugenicist.
Yes.
But, I mean, enough of their neighbors die, they're going to start waking up. So
I just wanted to call in and tell you about that. And I also want to say thank you for giving me time yesterday to pay homage to Haley. So I just want to say thank you.
Hey, thank you, sir. I hate having to talk about these subjects. It's very painful to me. I mean, it's pretty wild to know all this is going on. I mean, it's real, folks, but it's so horrifying. Can we get the people to admit there really are monsters, but it's our own species, and they're in control, engaging in predator activity against us?
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 22nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $889.90. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $915.86, $457.93 for the half ounce, and $228.96 for a quarter ounce. That's $915.86, $457.93, and $228.96.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Over what happened with the swine flu epidemic in the 1970s. They just came out and said, oh, there's a deadly threat of the 1918 flu breaking back out. Turned out it was false. People took the shot and thousands died. And you tell adults about this today. They go, hey, remember the swine flu vaccine killing a bunch of people? They go, doesn't exist. Shut up, liar. And they take the shot and have convulsions and fall over and die. And you go, but I warned you. And they just go, shut up. I want the shot. I want cancer. And so we'll be covering that later and tying it into U.S. officials track new flu strain. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Ray.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. I appreciate your work. In regards to these persistent contrails that we see all the time, I was wondering if you thought that maybe one of the reasons why it's happening is that maybe they're trying to bring on the next ice age. It seems we're in a cooling trend, and, you know, what better way to kill off a whole lot of us than to, you know, bring on the next ice age?
But the science shows that the type of aerosol spraying they're engaging in, the ultraviolet goes through and then bounces back up and it traps more heat. I know that they've done studies with volcanoes actually putting particulate into the air that cool the planet, but a lot of the scientists and climatologists say that the type of chemtrail aerosol programs that are going on, the government now admits they've, quote, been testing on a massive scale. It's kind of like testing hanging someone in the gallows, but it breaks their neck. Kind of like 9/11 was a test drill, as, you know, as the cover story they used. They were running drills that day, but you notice people died. But regardless, they are terraforming the planet while saying carbon dioxide is deadly poison and that they have to restrict people's freedoms to protect everyone from the carbon dioxide they're listing now as a carcinogen. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like if you use the scientific name for salt. They've done studies where you can go into a crowd, 90%+ of the people believe, you know, if you say the scientific name of salt, they say, oh my gosh, we need to ban it. Or if you say the scientific name of water, most people will say, yes, we need to ban that. And it just shows their complete ignorance.
That's about all I had. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye.
Hey, thank you, sir. It's a great point. I mean, regardless, they're terraforming the planet while telling us that they're worried about carbon dioxide making the seas rise. And the sun just went into one of its weakest cycles ever recorded, and so now the entire solar system is cooling. And these are just absolute, incontrovertible facts, and they don't care. They're launching total control of society through the control of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, which will just shut down all human activity. In fact, folks, during the break, guys, will you print me the encyclopedia definition of water and the encyclopedia definition of salt? I want to come back and read their scientific names of salt and water. And then, folks, print this off yourself and then take it to your work and say, hey, guys, you know, say when you're in the break room eating lunch, say, hey, should we ban this? I've got a petition I want you to sign to ban this this thing that's in the water supply. Don't even say it's bad. And they'll say, okay, I'll sign, and then, you know, read them the definition and say, so you want to ban water or you want to ban salt? But a lot of them don't want to admit they've been conned. They'll go ahead and say, yeah, I want to ban water. And now they're saying water footprint's bad. They're now, you can Google that, mainstream news saying we got to restrict water. It's deadly. So see, I shouldn't joke about this stuff. It may be giving them ideas. Scott in Tennessee. Scott, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm reading out a Declaration of Independence that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government laying its foundation on such principles and recognizing its powers in such form as them most likely, effectively, safely, and happiness. My point is, I was out talking at the Kingsport Tea Party to David Davis, and I was asking him, you know, how close are we to reclaiming the state's sovereignty? He says we're still a good ways off. I'm just wondering what you think, because I remember you talking to George on this. What does each of us, what can we do in each state to get closer to, you know, to have accomplishing this?
All right, stay there. We'll go right back to you. Then I'm going to break down bioweapon releases through flu vaccines. And, folks, when they release the bird flu, which is probably going to happen, if you take the vaccine, look out. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Swine flu, the injections, the history of it, coming up here in just a few minutes. But right now, let's go back to Scott in Tennessee. Scott, go ahead and recap your question. I mean, you're basically saying, how do we get the liberty movement going? How do we redeclare the Declaration of Independence against the bankers that have seized control of the nation through NORTHCOM and have openly set up a military dictatorship? Well, I mean, I think we first have to educate the sheeple who are starting to get some idea of what's happened, because if we don't educate them first, they will believe the media when they say that anyone talking about taking our government back is a terrorist. You see, first they told the sheep, we're building this giant police state for Al-Qaeda. And now they're saying, by the way, anyone who talks about freedom's Al-Qaeda, they're now admitting what they really built it for, just with another layer of spin. And it's so asinine that if we just point out what a fraud it is, it'll blow up in their face politically. Arrest the bankers. You know, that's the answer. Arrest the New World Order heads. Take our country back. That's the way to do this, is try to use the juries and grand juries. And they're going to kill people. They're going to commit homicides. They're going to commit assassinations. But it doesn't mean they can get us all. I mean, if we all wake up to these criminals, there's nothing they can do. They need our acquiescence. That's why they stage terror attacks and pose as our saviors. They need to get the people on their side. Well, once people know their tricks, it doesn't work anymore if they try to have a police state and nobody shows up. Go ahead.
Yes, like I said, what he was saying at the Tea Party in Kingsport, here in Kingsport, Tennessee, you can actually do more good, he said, with the local offices. You can do, you know, a couple of people showing up at the local offices. Then you got 1,000 people in the, you know, in government. I mean, in Washington there. He was just saying kind of focus on that. So I'm just wondering, what can we do, all of us do, in every state to, like you said, not only wake people up. Of course, I've been telling people about InfoWars at PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, your bomb of deception. But what can we do to really, really see, you know, because people don't, they don't grasp unless it really affects them directly. There's, oh, you know.
Well, Washington has heard the American people say, we don't like you, we know you're a criminal. So they said, quick, hire lots of paramilitary police to suppress the people so we can keep robbing the people. I mean, that's what tyranny is. An unpopular criminal government that then oppresses the population so they can stay in power and carry out their crimes unabated. And then they hire sadistic criminals who enjoy doing bad things and set up their own little criminal empires. And then the big boys can't punish them because that would expose their own system. And so things get worse and worse and worse, and you collapse like North Korea or Mexico or Nazi Germany. But, I mean, are you specifically asking how to wake people up? I mean, or what are you saying?
What it is, like I said, when I was asking you, you know, talking about the state sovereignty, you was talking to George on his show, and, you know, we need to focus on the state. So how do we focus on it? What can we do to...
Well, I mean, I told listeners, and I know that our listeners are instrumental in what happened, to call the state legislature and tell them pass 9th and 10th Amendment resolutions, and they're on the verge of passing it. And even Rick Perry has been forced to come out and endorse it because he knows which way the wind is blowing, so he can pose as a patriot and then try to co-opt it later. But it's happening. I mean, multiple states have passed it. Scores of other states are on the verge of passing it. But then passing it isn't enough. We have to continue to enforce it. And I appreciate your call. It's a good question. This is an ongoing battle. You know, we fought the Trans-Texas Corridor. First, they came out and said, yeah, it's a North American Union, wonderful NAFTA superhighways. We're taking over all your major roads. It'll be international zones. You'll pay tolls on it, but it's going to be great for the economy. And we said, no, we don't want that, about 6 years ago. So they said, okay, we're not building toll roads. They don't exist. There's no foreign companies like Centra Zachary involved, and we're not doing it. People said, well, here's all your documents. You're building the roads right now and taking over existing. Okay, we are, but it's what you need. And they put up billboards everywhere with a cowboy going, I love the Trans-Texas Corridor, and had all these TV and radio ads with good old boys literally going, I love Texas pride and rodeos, and I love toll roads. It's Texas pride. So that didn't work. And the legislature passed laws saying they couldn't do it and couldn't grab existing roads to do it. And then Rick Perry came in and signed a veto and said, I don't care what you say, we're doing it. And they'd have meetings all over the state, and they'd come and lie to people, and thousands would show up and literally threaten them. And then they'd say, well, we're still doing it. And then lawsuits were filed, and it came out how criminal it was and how mafia groups were paying people off and how they were grabbing 8,000 miles of roads. Now the transponders would charge you $168 to drive to Dallas from Austin and back. And so then they announced 3 months ago, okay, the Trans-Texas Corridor is completely canceled. Three paragraphs down, it said, we're continuing the entire project. We're just not naming it Trans-Texas Corridor. We're taking down the billboards. We're going to do it piece by piece. And that's just their latest trick. It's kind of like we're in a sword fight with them, and we start beating them. So they go, I give up. I give up. And they drop their sword. Please, quarter. I give up. And we start to shake their hand, and they got a dagger that comes out of their sleeve, and they're trying to stab it in our stomach, and we just caught them again. They went, I'm your friend. I know I just tried to stab you when I said quarter, you know, when I said gimme, you know, when I cried uncle. Trust me, the dagger was to be, I was giving you the dagger point first. It's a gift. And then we kind of gullibly, the American Idol crowd, as people drop dead from the Gardasil shot, you know, running the ads, they're perfect demographic. The American Idol crowd just kind of goes, okay, and thanks for the nice knife. It's a nice gift. And right as we're reaching for it, they flip it back towards point first and stab us. And, oh, I'm sorry, that was an accident. I mean, I'm the government. I'm not a bunch of criminals stealing everything. Everything's fine. Never mind, that we're beating you up at checkpoints everywhere. Never mind all the cameras everywhere. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. So, I mean, it's just ongoing. We have a giant criminal class, and Bush tripled the size of government. Obama, in 1 year, is doubling the tripling. And he spent more money than all presidents before him combined. From George W. Bush to George Washington. From George W. Bush through Bill Clinton, through all of them. Right through John Quincy Adams, right back to 1789. All of them. And he comes out and says, I'm cutting the budget in half, and there's headlines about Obama fixes the debt. I mean, just total lie, massive total lying. That's the country we live in. And meanwhile, the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, the International Bank of Settlements, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, the OECD, the big receivership, it's the real global government, set up after World War II for the Marshall Plan, big private corporation. They openly state they want an 80%+ tax rate. They're raising taxes worldwide, and they're bringing in the green taxes, hundreds of taxes on meat, on cars, on glass, on rubber, on timber, on food, just everything. But the control, the inspectors, the harassment, the bureaucracies. And what they do is they go, you don't want carbon dioxide to come in contact with your children, do you? They literally do this. When people go, no, no. And there's literally scores of video games, free video games at Nickelodeon Online and all, and in public schools where carbon monsters, carbon dioxide tries to kill the children. And the children are literally afraid of it. Like it's radon gas or something. They don't know that it's what plants breathe. We're all breathing in every second. That it's literally the life gas as much as oxygen. And they are scared to death, folks. And the establishment laughs and rolls and giggles. I've been to smart growth conferences with the world elite. They had one right here in Austin in 98. And they just laugh and go, yeah, it's a scam, and start laughing right to my face. It is a big joke. They just laugh. Taxing breathing, taxing everything. A colorless or white crystalline solid, sodium chloride. You can walk up to anybody and say, do you think, hi, in fact, we're going to do this for the new Obama film. I've decided to do it. We're going to go out, and I'm going to go out on the streets of Austin. I'm going to have a clipboard, or I may have my office people do it so we don't get recognized. Most people in Austin know who I am. I'm going to send the guys out to go, hi, in front of a grocery store. Yes, we're here trying to get you to sign petitions. There's a sodium chloride in the water supply, but there's something even worse in the water supply. There's dihydrogen monoxide, and we just want to have you sign the petition for the city to do an investigation of dihydrogen monoxide in the water. And, folks, I have seen studies by universities. Penn and Teller copied this and did this. And 90%+ of people say, absolutely, ban it immediately. Well, there's a problem. Dihydrogen monoxide is water. So I don't know how you get dihydrogen monoxide out of the dihydrogen monoxide. H2O. Dihydrogen monoxide. That is the scientific name of it. And you can go up and tell them we need to ban sodium chloride, and they'll, sodium chloride? But, I mean, think of it. They're passing laws that will literally cripple what's left of our industry, which the globalists have always wanted. It wasn't enough tax incentives to move offshore. Wasn't enough. Every little factory, every business, banning space heaters, everything. Total control. Bureaucrats in your life. You think ordinances and zoning are bad now? They already banned the CFCs back in the 80s, claiming it ate holes in the ozone layer. Turns out that those naturally occur above the poles where the magnetic field of the Earth comes in. And also there's a lot of studies showing that the thousands of nukes detonated in the upper atmosphere by Russia, the United States, France, England, China, everybody else, they would fire them up at high altitude and test them. Those blew holes in the ozone layer. But forget that. Forget the fact that they've used thousands of times all the uranium with DU all over the place at proving grounds and shooting ranges and in wars. And that's blowing around all over the world. Not a problem. Carbon dioxide that the plankton and the plants that literally runs the earth, that the oceans give off just trillions of times what humans do every day, admittedly. It's just off the charts what the oceans give off, the amount of biomass and life in there. It's deadly. And ladies and gentlemen, they are now talking about water being poisonous in British news articles, and the government's saying they want to start taxing water footprint because water's bad. And the public will buy it because they're into being schmucks and gullible. They're into being screwed. They love it. They love being suckers because once you buy into being suckered, you're given over to great delusion. They can't admit they've been suckered, so they'll buy any suckering there is. They were born to be scammed. They were born to be defrauded. They want it. He does it because he likes it. This is what he wants. This is what he gets. He wants it. He gets it. So here's Penn and Teller going out with a reporter asking people about banning water by hydrogen monoxide, and listen to them well. Here it is.
This is a petition for dihydrogen monoxide. What it is it's a chemical that is found now in reservoirs and in lakes. Pesticides, different kind of companies are using this. It's styrofoam companies, nuclear companies. And now when they use it in pesticides, when we're washing our fruit and things like that, it's not coming out, which of course means that it's end up in the grocery stores and in our baby's food and stuff like that. Causes excessive sweating, excessive urination, anything to help the environment.
These people signed. We don't know if they thought, but they signed.
There we are.
Can I get you guys to sign a petition?
What for?
For banning dihydrogen monoxide?
Oh, yeah, I'll sign that.
Thank you very much.
And our petition woman was getting signatures left and right. Oh, okay, mostly left. But man, there's a lot of people against that evil water.
It's everywhere, and we just really need to ban it. Two more supporters.
These passionate, informed people didn't even need to ask what dihydrogen monoxide is. They didn't even ask. Is passion supposed to replace common sense? We understand the desire to join up and do something important. It's sexy to save the world, but you got to spend a couple of minutes to find out if you're really saving the world and not just being herded around by some politically motivated who may not really care that much about the environment, but see this as some chance to raise money for whatever they think is a good idea. No end justifies the means of lying.
Man,
there were a lot of people who signed the petition. And we're not talking a handful of dopes. We're talking hundreds.
It causes a lot of urination, vomiting.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
Even the head organizer of this rally signed the petition eagerly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, will you sign my petition?
And our petition was still getting signatures.
Thank you very much. Companies like pesticide companies, styrofoam companies, nuclear companies, all of these people use it.
Finally, we let her tip it.
Are you concerned about water?
I am. Yeah.
Is water something that should be banned?
What sort of water?
Water.
Should be banned?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. I think we need to drink water, and I don't know what you mean by water should be banned.
This petition is to ban water. Dihydrogen monoxide is water. H2O.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we set these folks up, but it does show that maybe they're not so much environmentalists as they are joiners of anything.
All right, now we're going to do something similar. We're going to go out with water, salt, and oxygen. We're going to give them the scientific name for oxygen. It really sounds scary. And they're going to say that, and I believe they're going to love it because they love being idiots. And see, once you've bought into this banned carbon dioxide business that they're now listed as a carcinogen and a toxic waste, they will never admit they were conned. Because these are jellyfish. These were spoiled brats that the World War II generation had who just had pampered little lives, and they love being idiots. Period. And they're rolling their daughter's sleeves up and shooting them up with Gardasil. They're dropping dead, having convulsions, and they don't care either. They won't admit that. That was a scam. Because these are cowards. And they're too afraid to admit there's a big bad monster called the New World Order carrying eugenics out against them. See, they're a lot smarter than the Nazis. See how they carry all this out? Everybody loves it, loves dying, and loves what's happening. Because it's all just part of the fun. And I'm taking care of my daughter. You shut up. I'm going to give her the injection. Look at that convulsion.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British came.
All right, I'm taking lots of calls today. 1-800-259-9231. I covered the deadly dihydrogen monoxide that must be banned. The deadly sodium chloride that must be banned. We're going to go out on the street, too, and like give the scientific name for nitrogen, oxygen. They're going to be, ban it, ban it. And I'll go, well, what about taxing it? Tax it, tax it. Yes. And then I'm going to say, so you don't want, that's oxygen. I'm going to pull up the definition. They're going to go, they'll probably go ahead and go, yes, bat it. Humans are bad. I go, but that'll kill everything. Kill it all, that. It's good. It's for the earth. I mean, it's just. No, no, there are top environmentalists saying cut down all the trees now to stop carbon dioxide. You guys don't believe me. Google, cut down trees to stop global warming. You'll get like BBC with them seriously saying it. We've got to cut down the trees. They're with Al-Qaeda. They're evil. They're we are not joking, ladies and gentlemen. And what's the CFR, Richard Inhofe, say in the paper he wrote? President of the CFR, he said it's about making humans the enemy so the state can wage war on you. What a perfect tyranny. Hitler should have tried that. We've got to kill everybody. It's for the earth. Then I guess he did kind of do that. They would have gone, yes, kill everyone. Kill everybody. It's for the earth. Kill. You know, only let the elite run everything. Man, I've been fired up lately. That's what happens when I'm jogging every morning. You can call it that, hobbling around at about 6 miles an hour. I'm going to get into the whole swine flu thing because it's back, coming up, a bunch of other issues. I do want to encourage listeners, ladies and gentlemen, to check out InfoWars.com, the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, because we have 10 new T-shirts we've just added in the last month, and they are awesome. Stuff like the new Come and Take It shirt. I hadn't seen a Come and Take It shirt out of Gonzales, Texas. You know, the Mexican government said, we're coming to confiscate your guns, and they said, come and take it. And that's how the war started. And they had a big shootout in Gonzales just south of here. And then Santa Anna marched up and went after what happened at the El Qaeda Mo. It would now be called the El Qaeda Mo because they were gun owners that wouldn't turn their guns in. That was all about. So was 1775, Lexington and Concord. Al Qaeda Cord and Al Qaeda Con. Because, again, according to all of the FEMA and government documents, guns, ammo, Second Amendments, terrorism. I mean, it's public. I keep telling you that that's what they're training them for. So it is the Al-Qaeda-mo. Anything that's freedom-oriented, they call Al-Qaeda, so it's the Al-Qaeda-mo. But in Lexington and Concord's where the Revolutionary War started, so it's Al-Qaeda Cord and Lexa Al-Qaeda Con. Okay, there we go. Enough silliness. The whole point is, go to InfoWars.com and check out all these new T-shirts. We've got this Live Free or Die shirt. This is one of our great designers did. She's just amazing. Janae, we really want to thank you, Janae, for all you do. You've just upped our game a million times. And she did the cover for the Obama deception, by the way. Well, there's all those T-shirts she designed up on InfoWars.com, or you can call toll-free to get a free brochure or order them. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or some of the T-shirts are like $11, some are $12, some $14, some $19, depending on what type of fabric and, you know, the imprints, stuff we do it on the shoulder as well, costs more. We got InfoWars.com, Tyranny Response Team ball caps. And all of the gear, the wristbands, all of it, is about striking up conversations. Believe me, you wear any of these shirts around town, the answer to 1984, 1776, you will meet like-minded people real fast. I mean, the ladies are looking for a patriot. Hey, wear this. Guys are looking for it. That's what people really wear them for, is to, you know, find like-minded people. By the way, you know, down the road, we're going to start an InfoWars dating site. I'm serious. Hey, people need to hook up with the patriots. Hey, we'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Your calls, swine flu, and a lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They're in there telling jokes during the break over the microphone to me.
Jaron Nyhart is a local comedian. He's even been on Comedy Central with, who's the famous baseball player he did a bit with?
TMZ.
Yeah, Canseco. Anyways, we ought to play that video on the show, but I don't want to get into too much fun stuff, but it is kind of gallows humor, as they say. But I was making my stupid jokes about how we got T-shirts about the Texas Revolutionary War when the Mexican government tried to come confiscate the guns, and they said, come and take it. We got one with an AK-47 instead of a cannon on it that we just posted today. And I was making jokes about, well, you know, those evil people wouldn't turn their guns in. According to all these federal documents and training manuals that are coming out, gun owners, those buying ammo, veterans, patriots, or terrorists, the number one threat to the government. I said, I guess today they would call the Alamo the Al-Qaeda-mo. But because that's what they've done. They set up the police state claiming it was for Al-Qaeda, the whole time setting it up for the American people, the whole architecture of it. We warned you, now it's public. Jaron had the funniest joke ever. Jaron, why don't you come in here and get on this mic? Because I don't want to steal your joke. It's very funny. They were talking about, I was joking around saying we're going to set up an Infowars.com dating site, but more like a meetup's what we're talking about, but there may be a dating function. That's down the road. Maybe PrisonPlanet.tv. You might as well, you know, have some dating, some stuff going on in the Prison Planet. He was saying you ought to have a workout tape, actually Hooge in there. Paul Hartman was saying it could be like a Brzezinski Brzezinski on a punching bag and I'm punching it, which would be pretty silly. That'd be a funny skit to do, not actually make an exercise tape. But you had one better. This is the ultimate patriot workout where we would never stop jogging. Tell folks.
Yeah, you'd be jogging and you'd have a little hat with a big stick in front of you. Picture of Obama with all your guns in his hand, and you're just running after him, chasing, grabbing at him, and playing on the entire mile. Motivation, the old carrot on the stick.
Exactly. No, that's a good idea. People used to really do that with like donkeys and stuff. Just you know, have the because they're jackasses and won't do what they're told. You know, our symbol, except the Democrats have it, really should be a jackass because the Patriots, we're stubborn. We're not going along with this. Nyhart, how you been doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. You having fun in there with Hooge?
Fighting the info war.
Hey, how would you like to take some Gardasil shots?
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I saw a commercial. They're good for me. All right, boys and girls?
Well, that's their perfect demographic, is the little teeny boppers watching that. And I guess Merck wants to help them.
Yeah, nice people.
Kind of like Bayer with the HIV and all the shots, admittedly. I mean, they want to help little girls.
Why not?
Because, I mean, they wouldn't hurt them. They wouldn't.
No. It's not the deal.
Jaron, these are nice people.
Yeah, I mean, it's on American Idol. It's a good show. Who's winning?
Who is winning?
Kelly Clarkson.
Who's? Did you watch that last night?
I think Lil is winning. There's a lady or a young girl, mother of three. Her name is Lil. L-I-L.
Good. Well, that's what's important. Not that the bankers have totally taken over everything. By the way, I have clips of mainstream news admitting in the U.S. that we have an oligarchy of bankers ruling us. They're just openly, soon they'll be wearing crowns and it'll be Lord Rothschild and Duke Rockefeller, kneel. And the whole country will go, kneel. And then he'll come out and say, I, Lord Rothschild, protect you from the evil carbon dioxide. If you do not pay me tribute, the carbon dioxide will kill you. They'll go, hail, ruler, hail, hail, ruler, hail. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got the video queued up, Prison Planet TV, as soon as we go live.
Absolutely. You know, we could go live in the next segment. Oh, my God. You know, folks, just being around Jaron, he's
good radio.
He's a funny guy. He's just... In person, he's a funny guy. All right, we're going to come back, blitz through calls, I promise. I'm out of control. 1-800-259-9231. This is gallows humor, though. I can't help it. And we will also, there's just so much news, wide open phones, everything. The Iranians just called up. They want me to go on international press TV today. I think it's too short a notice. I may not do it. I will be right back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's go right back to your calls. Jeff in Texas, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
I had a local Enviro update right in your backyard. This is from the Statesman on Monday. It's about the Austin Climate Protection Program. It says, Jake Stewart, former soldier, sees his work as a security issue. And it talks about a former soldier who was in intelligence working with special forces who's heading this program with nine employees and an $800,000 budget. Some of the employees are veterans, and it says after his stint in the military, it says now he's out in front of another enterprise, one he sees as related to the intelligence work he did for the military.
Yeah, they are putting CIA and military intelligence in everything in local government. It's all over the news. Every major department's having intelligence officers from the Army put in to spy on the citizens. I don't know about this guy. What's the headline in this creepy article? I want to get it. What's the headline?
Austin Climate Protection Program tries to ramp up its work.
Austin Climate Protection Program.
And that's enough. That'll find it. Yeah.
And they let you know in there that this is an op. And of course, that's why they need military personnel and the local goons, because they admit you're going to get home inspections. They're going to be bossing you around. This is going to be a cult. They're not just going to take your money. The carbon will affect everything. And I'm not joking around with people. What else does this cryptic article say?
Oh, it's got a nice little sheep dip component to it. It says Stewart dresses like a hipster and sometimes looks like a beach bum, but he's not one to lounge around. And then it goes on to talk about carbon emission reduction.
But it says he sees this as an op, his intelligence op. Mm.
He sees this as a security issue. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's going to
get this guy on.
Absolutely. I want him on immediately. And of course, but he wears the uniform. It's like when they're around the Afghans, they grow beards. You know, if they're with the indigenous population, you see, if they control energy, this is military. That's what I've said. It is a military attack on the people to control the energy and list the key component in the carbon cycle as toxic waste. And I do have the chilling article now in front of me. Austin Climate Protection Program tries to ramp up its work. Jake Stewart, former soldier, sees the work as a security issue, is the headline. And this is the Austin American Statesman on a bookshelf.
He's an Aggie, so he may know Gates personally.
Well, I mean, they're openly taking over all the major universities with former CIA deputy directors, NSA deputy directors. I mean, it's just, this is the takeover and controlling all energy and output. They're already brainwashing the kids, teaching them to come home and boss their parents around. Did you see that New York Times article where the kids boss the parents around and tell them they're climate criminals, and the New York Times said it was wonderful?
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, I just thought I'd let you know this guy's right in your backyard.
Well, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate the call. Yeah, we'll get this up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on a bookshelf in Jake Stewart's dimly lit. See, he doesn't want to use energy. He's learning to be a feudal slave. Oh, I'm bad. Oh, I've got to be controlled. Oh, I've got to be anal retentive and neurotic. Oh, I've got to have, you know, these mercury bulbs everywhere that are so deadly. Oh, my God, give everybody headaches. On a bookshelf in Jake Stewart's dimly lit Austin Energy office leans a framed set of army commendations and epaulets, including a tiny pin that says always out front. Now he's out front on another enterprise. Ooh, I bet this guy's a spook. You know they're putting him in all your communities everywhere. Now he's out. Remember Jesse Ventura, first day as governor? They go, they want to see you in downstairs. Who? You'll see. They're like, hey, we're the boss. 25 CIA operatives. He said, what are your names? We don't tell you our names. We run things now. And he said, you know what? I'm out of here. You don't run anything. But that's how it works. They're all over making sure everything works real well in your community. Now he's out front of another enterprise, one he sees as related to intelligence work he did for the military, working on local energy security to tap down Austin's energy consumption. Oh, he's gonna, it's intelligence operation, even letting you know, see? Stewart, 34, manages the Austin Climate Protection Program. Oh, yes, because, oh, they're gonna save us while the jets spray us above, which is charged with figuring out. So you guys keep thinking I'm joking that they're going to be in your house and bossing you. Already in England, they dig through your bins that you're throwing the right stuff away, arrest you of a little batteries in there, of a toys in the front yard, they arrest you, drop an apple core for a second off your table at a cafe, they arrest you. They're admitting here, they're already knocking on doors, the climate cops, recruiting the kids. They're not running ads for domestic CIA on radio and TV for nothing. But it's like, I'm here to control you. See, Stalin went into the Eastern Bloc and cut off their energy supplies as a form of control. But now it's, oh, hi, I'm here from Black Ops. I'm here to help the Earth. It's my mission. Stewart, 34, manages the Austin Climate Protection Program, which is charged with figuring out diverse ways for the city and residents to cut their power use and carbon emissions. Carbon emissions. He's going to help me. It's all a giant Jim Jones compound under these people. The program established by the city council in February 2007 has had its hiccups. A website with the online carbon calculator, remember the one they had in Australia teaching kids how to kill themselves that the government put out on ABC News, Australia saying that the climate was bad and showing kids they could calculate their carbon footprint on an average age of 14, it was time for them to commit suicide. Oh, yes. Oh, the black op commanders will help you. A website. This is the future eugenics sicko cult. This is a cult, ladies. This is a eugenics war attack. You think I'm joking? You'll see. a website with the online carbon calculator to help Austinites measure their energy consumption so they can reduce it and save money, and a social networking component so they can communicate, yet grow their cancer, with like-minded neighbors has yet to materialize, because nobody supports you, and I'm here fighting you, and we're winning and we're beating you. And folks, if they strike me down, just make sure 10 more of you fill my place, because it's an honor to fight these people. That is delayed attempts to promote climate protection in the community. A deadline for the report on meeting city targets was missed last year, but now they've got a CIA officer in there to get the job done. The city budget, $805,864 this year for the Committee Protection Program, the Climate Protection Program, the Tyranny Protection Program, it's green tyranny, that includes pay for 9 full and part-time employees, both young talents and sprinkling of veterans. Oh, veterans! This is their total program. City officials say the program will save money in the long run by determining ways to cut overall energy use. The program aims to reduce carbon emissions, which scientists link to global warming, and which Stewart says will get pricier if the federal government begins regulating them. As part of a broad strategy, the state investments in energy efficiency programs, such as subsidizing home insulation upgrades to avoid having to pay more electricity and build more electricity plants. Now, see, notice they always mix in reasonable stuff like, oh, we'll help you get some insulation. We'll help you. See, they always put reasonable stuff in there to make it sound reasonable. Like rat poison is 98% good food. You understand how that works? Well, this is 98% rat poison, though. I'm pleased with some of the programs, disappointed with others of the program, said Mayor Will Wynn, what a cretin, who pushed it forward last year with the sponsorship of City Council member Lee Luffingwell and Brewster McCracken, both now mayoral candidates who lie about everything incessantly, I would add. Wynn said he was thrilled, for example, that the city had added to its fleet vehicles, such as plug-in, turn the page, hybrids that don't rely on gasoline. See, sounds reasonable. But disappointed that contracts the city considers hiring are not scored on the environmental policy. See, that's what they really want to do, is mafia only their people getting contracts. That's where the another big scam is. And by the way, this city council's stolen most farms and ranches around town, and they take them and build luxury hotels and houses on them, always claiming it was going to be a preserve. And it just goes on to talk about at Texas A&M University, where he studied biology, that's where he learned the eugenics, and environmental science, he began Aggie Replant. Students planted trees. She, again, sounds reasonable. And it goes on to say in 98, he paid off school loans. He scored high military exams. He was sent to Defense Language Institute, where he studied Russian and Chinese and became an intelligence specialist working with U.S. Army Special Forces. See, I hadn't even read the article yet, and I told you he was in intel. Because I know, I mean, it's, man, if I had a bigger crew, I'd go down to his office and confront him with cameras. One time, I was on 93.7 on their morning show, and I'm going to go to your calls after the break, but the caller brought up a key issue. And before I go on the show, there's this former Army captain in there with a book about how great Afghanistan is and everything, and I was about to go on, but I started blurting out while I was sitting there by the microphone on air. I said, hey, what about the Ithaca Journal and Gruckheimer saying that they go in and kill everybody in the villages? He just looked at me and smiled, and then during the break, he was just looking at me, and he just said, yeah, I'm intel. Yeah, I'm running an op. What's the big deal? Because I was on air. I was going, you're running an op right here in town. You're running a psyop. You're still in the military, aren't you? I said, I see your publishers connected to the government. And just during the break, he just turned to me. He was just, you're going to lose, and just walked out. That's kind of like whenever I had Thomas Barnett, Naval War College, who gets up and gives these C-SPAN things about, we work for Madison Avenue, Wall Street, New World Order, global government, military works for this, we're going into global government. And he was going to come on the show. We set him up, and then he found out who I was. And John Harmon was saying, he refuses to come on. He refuses to, the guy running the show in Genesis. So I called him up at home, and I said, come on. He goes, no, I know who you are now. Never. And I said, listen, we're going to beat your world government. He goes, keep on dreaming. We are going to dominate you. And they're just that's how real they are. Just, yeah, we're going to beat you, buddy. New World Order is going to win. And I'm like, no, we're going to beat you. And he's like, Yeah, you just keep on dreaming, Jones, and slam the phone down. That's how real they are. Their intelligence ops are all around us, running their ops, running their narcotics into our towns. It's theirs. And these guys that join the military, they know it's big payoffs. Be right back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Ira Haynes, Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he will answer.
Do you have any idea how illegal it is when they've got military taking over the police departments and everything else in every town and city? I mean, you know how illegal that is? They admit they got CIA and the fusion centers, the threat integration centers everywhere. They're doing this big drill for FEMA to take over the U.S. with foreign troops, mainstream news. This is the hellish system we live in. And they got all these well-meaning cult members that carry it out for them. Thank you, Jeff, for that amazing call, because this is why I like taking calls, because it brings up all these issues. George in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. The main thing I wanted to bring up was my brother was a wounded veteran in Iraq and also a gun owner. And the other day, he came home and there was a guy sitting outside with a PDA that said property of U.S. government. And he asked him, you know, what are you doing? He said, I'm with the census. He wouldn't show him any ID, and he only stood in front of my brother's house when he left.
They're going around. Look, Bill Clinton, the last thing he did was list over 100,000 veterans who had PTSD that they couldn't own guns, even though that there was no law saying that. And then we keep telling vets and police and everybody else, you think you're part of the New World Order. You're the real target. And now we have the secret federal documents that we released, a whole bunch of them, and that others have gotten, stating that police and military and gun owners and others are the number one threat to the government, that, you know, that don't go along with the program. And so, yes, they're GPS marking where the veterans live. And this is not a game, folks. So what did he say to this piece of garbage?
What did he say? He said, I'm with the census. He wouldn't answer anything else. He didn't have any ID. My uncle's actually a police commander in Illinois, and he said that they're all supposed to wear ID around their neck, you know? And the guy wouldn't show ID and didn't say anything else besides I'm with the census. And then he drove off.
The big thing is they also will come across gates, come onto people's land. And there were cases where they even come in houses and beat people up. Don't believe me? Google it from the last census. But see, they only have a census, for those that don't know, to apportion how many state representatives your state gets. So all it is how many people are there. That's all they can ask. But they send you a form saying you'll be arrested if you don't do this. But you notice it's got a line under it for only the first question. It's only for that part. It's a contract trick. You don't have to answer the rest of it. But go ahead.
Well, the other thing I wanted to bring up was, I'm sure you're aware of it, the Mothers Act.
Yes.
This thing where they have to do a questionnaire after the baby's born, and if the
Answer the questionnaire, and they say they want to put all mothers on Prozac, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying all mothers are mentally ill. It says all mothers are depressed and need drugs. I know, it's just insane. You can't make this stuff up. Go ahead.
Well, the other thing I wanted to say is just we've been copying the Obama deception endgame and putting them in everyone's mailboxes in our town. And the thing I wanted to say was there's a really good Megadeth song. If you're looking for songs to go between segments, it's called New World Order. It's actually not on any album, but just thought I'd throw that out there.
Megadeth?
Yeah, it's a song called New World Order. Or, since you guys are in Texas, I'm a big Pantera fan. Revolution is my name. That's a good.
We've actually had Dave Mustaine on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really cool, man. I didn't know that. Do you have the date so I can check it on YouTube?
If you just Google Dave Mustaine on Alex Jones, you'll find it.
Oh, that's really cool.
Right. Absolutely, my friend.
And just everyone listening, man, you know, get a copy of the movie and just start copying it and hand it out to people. I was the first couple of times I handed it to people, you know, thinking, you know, they're going to attack me or start yelling at me. And people are really receptive when you approach them level headed and say, look, you know, how much of your 401k is left? Watch this movie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, folks are waking up now, but I don't think they're waking up to just how bad it really is.
It's, I mean, you got to prepare.
Well, I keep repeating this like a parrot, but it's true. People have to understand tyranny is what happens almost in every case in history. Horrible bondage, control, corrupt groups of criminals get together, take over societies, have a bunch of baloney reasons they're doing what they're doing to sell the public. And then when the public finally wakes up, they just use the iron fist to carry it out. And that's what's happening right now. And this green revolution has nothing to do with the environment. It's about micromanaging and controlling every facet of your life. So I appreciate your call. Okay, Lenny, Scott, Warren, Ronnie, others, your calls are straight ahead. Judge Napolitano is scheduled later, but I'm supposed to go on Iranian TV, so I think Burmese may be sitting in with him when that happens. because I don't want to turn down talking to those folks. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls and a ton of news. Stay with me, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. Let's continue with your phone calls here. Lenny in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Al?
Good.
I was watching C-SPAN 2 yesterday at 3:10 p.m. when a Republican senator got on attacking big government. Mentioning the Federal Reserve printing all this money, attacking the left-right paradigm, and he also says that everybody that went to tea parties were terrorists, were regarded as terrorists.
You mean he was exposing that, or was he saying...
Oh, no, he said he was exposing it, and then the Democrat got on after him and pretty much, like, defended the left, even though he was saying that it wasn't about the left or right, it was just about big government and... You should check it out, 3:10 p.m. yesterday, Eastern Time.
Yeah, well, they've got to make it about the left-right. What was the name of the senator?
I don't know. He's a Republican senator. He was on at 3:10 Eastern Time yesterday. I'm trying to find it right now, but I can't online.
Well, they're desperate to keep us divided. They don't want whites to feel comfortable around blacks and Hispanics. They don't want blacks and Hispanics to feel comfortable around whites. Everything they do is about divide and conquer, and it's a simple game so the thieves can sit up there robbing us and stealing. And the scary part is how they're putting CIA, Army, and Marines in all the police departments and other city agencies. I mean, the coup is happening right now. They are taking everything over. And it's funny to them. They'll sit there right in your face and laugh at you. I mean, they're in to being slave masters. They enjoy the power trip of being part of government. They're social climbers. They think, what gets me the most power? Selling out? I'm doing it. They don't even think about it. And to those of us that aren't parasites or scum, it's just so shocking to realize there are these people. But they're there. And they got to be met with force, ladies and gentlemen. That means confronting them, rebuking them, exposing them. And then when they try to parasite and suck your substance out, you got to resist them. So I appreciate your call. Anything else?
No, thank you, sir. Thank you for all your work.
God bless you, Lenny. Thank you. Scott in Illinois. Scott, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, Alex. On CNN, they had a thing about the environmental police, saying how the environmental police are for the whale. They said there's a whale that comes into New York Harbor once a month or something. There's a whale, and they're there to protect the whale.
Yeah, they always introduce it with something that sounds reasonable, and then it's literal control freaks at your door demanding an inspection.
That's the second part. The second part, they said, oh, this is the part the officers hate to do, and they show them harassing somebody in a truck with something they put up through his exhaust pipe, then handing them a ticket saying, oh, there's something wrong with your engine. You have to go get it fixed. Here you go. So it's just a way to eliminate the little guy.
And that's also just to train you to have secret police. It's training you to be used to cops talking to you, cops lining you up. That's what the airport training is. Take your shoes off. Be a slave. Answer questions. This is what everything's going to be like.
Exactly. And they also, on another point, they had another video out of press being harassed by the police. There was some accident on I-10.
We're going to play it next hour.
Yeah,
ABC News, just 50 yards away trying to video. Cop comes up and just goes, this is the freedom you got. Hi-ya! And so that's how it works, my friend.
And it's ready for.
Go ahead. Anything else?
Yeah, and the only other one was they also had a story this morning about the banks, how they're raising the interest rates, and they say it's because their costs are going up, but yet they're reporting $40 billion in profit, but you're raising your rates because the cost is going up.
Of course they're making profits off the trillions they've been given.
Yeah, like the profits are falling out the sky, and that money that you gave them is just for their cost.
That
doesn't go into that profit.
They were given the money by the globalists not to loan. They said, look, don't loan. They said, but we need to make money. I said, don't worry.
Yeah.
Hoard all the cash.
They
want to shut the economy down, but they even need the smaller banks to not loan to do that. So they say, here's the money, don't loan. You're being paid off not to loan. Just keep the money for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So that everything falls apart. You understand?
That's exactly what they're doing. I so much see it coming. It's like, wow. I'm like when you say, when that voice in the back of your head starts screaming at you, get out, get out, get out. Man, that's something that's got a bullhorn in my ear.
Well, Scott, listen, just drink some more fluoride, and just love the government, and it's going to be great. They're here to help us. Come on, Scott.
Oh, man, have a good day, Alex.
Take care, Scott. What an extremist. I mean, everything's fine. Everything's good. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Thank you, sir. God bless guns. As you know, the Second Amendment keeps on keeping us all free.
Sir, that's Al-Qaeda talk, please.
Well, that's me, I guess, from foreign invasion, keeping us free from federal government enslavement, you know? And just imagine, you know, it's really it gives me joy. Over 100 million gun-toting, freedom-fighting patriots among us now, and nobody here or abroad could even imagine conquering
But see, if we didn't have those guns, all these control freaks who know what's best for us, they could then really crack our heads and really reorganize and reeducate us.
That's the punchline I was trying to get to. They can't even imagine conquering us without disarming us first. Say hello to our very own mirage of a messiah, Barack the gun-grabbing traitor Obama, you know?
Oh,
I mean, you know, as a state legislator and state legislator in Illinois, he led the charge to deny all Americans access to any guns.
He's for total gun bans, and then we'll show his votes, and they say he doesn't exist. I'm surprised they say Obama doesn't exist whenever we criticize him. But then he will exist when they're promoting him. It's like, oh, there he is on TV, but you say you don't like him, well, he doesn't exist.
Well, yeah, and also, as in the case in England right now, you know, since denying guns to law-abiding citizens in England, the violent crime rate has gone through the roof over there.
Well,
and now even the bobbies have to carry guns. First time ever, you know, in hundreds of years, ever. In the hundreds
but now
of years
the bobbies,
had bobbies.
But now the bobbies, like a dog you train for being have tasted blood, and they beat that guy to death. They did a fake autopsy. It came out it was fake. They did another one. They beat him to death. He was just delivering newspapers. I mean,
come on, man.
That guy was causing a problem delivering newspapers, and he's dead now. And it's good the police covered it up. That guy was, I mean, you know, this is freedom, sir.
Guns exist. Hey, well, to pretend otherwise is foolish and irresponsibly provocative, I think, about guns. So, you know, it's true some people die from gun violence, but some people die in car wrecks. And it's also true that the potential presence of guns prevents crime every day.
Well, people always say the number one cause of death is cancer and heart attacks, but that's natural causes or unnatural from the vaccines. The biggest cause of death is doctors and prescription drugs. I appreciate your call. So why don't we talk about banning them? Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Warren in Michigan. I know where this is going. Go ahead, Warren.
Hi, Alex. I'm just calling to make a plug for Ellen Hodgson Brown. She's written a bunch of articles that have shown up on Infowars.com. I'm surprised you haven't had her on as a guest. She's got a book called Web of Debt, which is a really well-written book that explains all this banking stuff to simpletons like me.
There's another Warren always calls in on the same subject. So I thought that was the Warren that was calling him, so I was going to him. Specifically, what does she get into? I think I remember seeing some of her articles.
Well, basically, she takes the position that's similar to Richard C. Cook, that printing money is a natural power of the government, and the governments don't have to borrow from private banks.
No, yeah, of course. But, you know, they killed the presidents that wouldn't go along with the private bankers taking over. So, you know, the presidents kind of learned to do what the boss says.
Yeah. She had that Tower of Basel argument
article
up on your site.
Good story.
Really well-written article. And you know, you ought to get her on for an hour or two.
That's agree. Fine. Great points. Good to hear from you, Warren. Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air. Okay, Ronnie's not there. David. David in Denver, you're on the air. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I really appreciate what you're doing. I followed politics for a long time. And I went through the whole phase of just pure sadness and not believing where we're at here. You know, I've always suspected something, but
you're not upset about body scanners in the airport and checkpoints on the streets and a $12.8 trillion spent in the last few months, more than all presidents before him combined. You're not upset about the million plus dead Iraqis or the president saying torture's okay or warrantless wiretapping. You're not upset about how the standard of living is dropping and folks are losing their jobs, and it seems like we have no future. The borders are wide open and we're going bankrupt. You're upset because you're racist and don't like the Arab president.
Oh, I know. And I mean, what I finally
That's
realized
That's why you're
was...
a racist. It's real simple.
Well, we have to, you know, the term liberal is a very kind term. And I think we need to start calling it like it is. These are not liberals. I mean, they may think
they're blood-sucking, Stalinistic parasite control freaks who love ruling over people. Look, if you can't produce something and you're a nobody but you want power, that's what a liberal is. I mean, the mainline liberals in power are parasites that want to steal what you got. And that's it, a bunch of smooth-talking crooks, and they got the, quote, right-wingers who are a bunch of warmongering crooks that they work with, and that's the end of it. They're a bunch of blood-sucking crooks. It's real simple.
Well, and I think, you know, we have to wake these people up. You know, some of the things they tout and they use against us are something that, you know, things that you could actually believe in. But I think
these blood-sucking mainline liberals, they're all getting their cancer injections. They're all, when they're all dying, dead in the hammer, their kids are, they're dying, they'll know I'm right. It doesn't matter. We're too far along the eugenics wars right now. We're deep into this. We're under attack. And so I don't care what the scum thinks. They're going to wake up down the road. Go ahead.
Well, and before I hang up, I want to ask you, you know, a lot of people talk about this, and I know you don't like Beck. I like him for the fact that he's actually waking people up. He may not be who I think he is, but while he's serving a purpose, I think that's great. But my question is this. I don't see hardly anyone out there with any solutions. I mean, the only thing I see, and I finally decided, you know what, I'm tired of talking to people that won't wake up. I decided to make my own website and just post videos and show stuff coming right out of these people's mouths and who they are.
Yes, we got
to
take the
I want to know what we need to do. I think seceding is about the only thing we can do. I mean, is there any...
All right, well, I appreciate your call, sir. I appreciate your call. Look, the reason I've gone after Beck, and not Limbaugh or Hannity or any of them, is because, oh, by the way, I forgot. Guys, will you send up to the network so when we go live on prisonplanet.tv, we can play it? Alan Keyes has now come out and said he believes Obama's going to stage a terror attack and declare martial law. And now Michael Savage has now come out and said that. So people are really starting to get it. Sir, you ask what a solution is. And the reason the politicians stay in power is they've always got some easy silver bullet made up thing that'll fix it all. And this is a process. It's of 6.5 billion people, complex world with all these continents, all these languages, all these cultures. It isn't one thing. It's a philosophy of liberty. And so it's awakening the people, a culture of liberty, being involved, being armed with information and the Second Amendment, not being cowards, just saying no to the airports and no to the checkpoints and no to all of this. I'm not your slave. And you know, decriminalizing drugs. You want to end a lot of this quickly, you decriminalize them. The globalists were the drug dealers. They made the drugs illegal to jack up prices. They lost their opium and cocaine monopolies in the 1920s. And they were about to lose their prohibition in the 1930s of alcohol. And they said, we got to have something new for a black market. That's on record, man. The drug dealers made drugs illegal. Comprende? Who do you think likes drugs being illegal? The drug dealers. People running our country. They're criminals. So you want solutions? There's one. The state's right, state sovereignty. You don't have to secede. The states declare sovereignty and then get the federal government under control. So, I mean, what did the bankers do when they gave us the 1913 private Federal Reserve takeover? They gave us an income tax and took the senators away from the states. The state legislatures that we elect, they voted and appointed the senators. You get that back. But it's too dangerous to go into a constitutional convention. They could rewrite everything when we tried to go back to what we had. They guaranteed would go into more tyranny. But you point that out, you educate the public, you get involved. I don't want to talk about Glenn Beck anymore. Other than the fact he's leading some people astray. This is the guy who was reading out of federal documents. I said a year and a half ago, I said, that is a federal talking point. Right? And you now see the federal documents saying gun owners, patriots are terrorists, number one threat. Ron Paul people are a threat. I told you that was a talking point because I saw it on every channel. And Beck was leading the charge saying we need to use the army against these Ron Paul supporters. These are enemies of the Republic. They're dangerous. And he knew what he was doing when he did that. Now, they couldn't beat us, and they know we're taking over. We're taking the Republic back one mind at a time. And so they can't beat us. They're trying to join us and literally co-op what we're doing. So now he comes out, oh, the New World Order's real. Oh, the global government's real. I believe the camps are real. I'm going to expose it. And I said, he's not going to expose these and say they're fake. And they said, shut up, Alice. He says they're real. And I said, watch and learn. I know what I'm talking about. This is all I do. I'm not whining, but I haven't even eaten today. And I've been up since early this morning because I just work all the time. And this is all I do. During the breaks, I'm doing other radio shows, doing quick, you know, pop ems on AM and FMs. And I'm doing it because I want to defeat these enemies. And Glenn Beck is part of a psyop, period. And then he came out and said the camps weren't real. But there are good camps, he said, for our safety. I know their mind. So, yes, he is waking up a lot of people only because we are already doing it, and they've got to be there so that when folks wake up, they get captured. Because Fox News can play the part of the anti-establishment now because they're, quote, out of power. They're tag-teaming us. So it's very elementary. It's very, very simple. I mean, it really is. Okay, I'm going to cover the bird flu stuff when we come back. I got to get to that. Swine flu, tying it all in. This is a key report coming up I'm going to do. Then more of your phone calls. David, Corey, Steve, Rick, and others. Before I go any further, though, I want to tell you about eFoods Direct, the wonderful folks at the J. Michael Stevens Group. You know, with all the uncertainty and big talk by the IMF and World Bank of depression and all the craziness that's going on, we need to be self-sufficient, those of us that know what's going on especially. I've said it a million times, 90% of people were self-sufficient in the Great Depression and 7 million starved to death. Some numbers say 12 million, but 7 million is conservative. Now we're 90% that are dependent and aren't living on farms. You need to be prepared as an insurance policy. I'm not saying there's going to be food shortages or hyperinflation, though the evidence shows that. I'm just saying there's a good chance you need to be prepared. eFoods Direct, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633. This is a storable foods company I believe in. This is who I get my storable foods from, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. And I'm a maniac, folks. I'm a freedom lover. I know what I'm facing. I know an enemy when I see it. And I'm just like a guard dog. Starts barking and yelling and my fur is all puffed up and I'm ready to rock and roll. I mean, I know what these bastards are. I've studied history. I know they're putting regular army into every position of power in cities and counties everywhere. I mean, they mean business.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Okay, you can see the pattern here. Go to the Encyclopedia Britannica and read all this information. Wikipedia basically is just copying what they have, but you can't ever trust Wikipedia. they had the swine flu epidemic, also known as the Spanish flu, that killed millions and millions of people. And it started on a U.S. military base in the United States. That's Mainline History, Encyclopedia Britannica. Of course, the evidence is that was a bioweapons test. Killed tens of millions worldwide. Historians argue 35 million to 60 million. Let's just say 40 million people. And then again, in 1976, it popped up again on a military base. February 5th, 1976, an Army recruit at Fort Dix said he felt tired and weak. He died the next day, and four of his fellow soldiers were later hospitalized. And I've confirmed they've done thousands of tests on troops killing them. That's all declassified. So they just never stop. This is the sickos that run everything. And they find plenty of people that want to go work for them and be killed by them or kill other people. It's just all part of a sick culture. Well, they test you. If you're a psycho, they recruit you to higher levels. If you're not, you end up, you know, working on helicopters. 2 weeks after his death, health officials announced that swine flu was the cause of death, and the strain of flu appeared to be closely related to the strain involved in the 1918 flu pandemic. Alarmed public health officials decided to take action to head off another major pandemic, and they urged every person in the United States to be vaccinated for the disease. President Gerald Ford was confronted with a potential swine flu pandemic. Of course, they just so happened to have the massive vaccine already produced. I mean, how staged is that? The vaccination program was plagued by delays and public relations problems, but about 24% of the population was vaccinated at the time the program was scheduled. Now, tens of thousands died, folks, if you do the real research, but this source is here. The University of Illinois at Springfield, uis.edu/health-services/immunization/flu-vaccine.htm. You can go read it there. It gets into, says evidence, enough evidence suggests that about 500 cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome resulting in death from severe pulmonary complications. That's what the HPV does. They just start bleeding everywhere and they go, oh, it's not the shot, honey. We got a nice coffin for you now. And it's all just covered up. There's all these people dying. It's no big deal. And they test how to sell it, how many they can get away with without it breaking into the news, how much we'll put up with. They're like, God, these slaves will put up with anything. Hit them hard. And they're like, aye, aye, Captain. Launch Operation Eugenics. There is enough evidence to suggest about 500 cases. What a whitewash of Guillain-Barré syndrome resulting in death from severe pulmonary complications. And it goes on in the vaccine reaction. Other influenza vaccines have not been linked to Guillain-Barré. What a lie. So you got all the lies in here. That said, why it's popped up again. Where is that in my stack? I just had that. Oh, here it is. Yeah, I also have the Washington Post. You can go read this article admitting how massive the deaths were. Shot in the dark, swine flu vaccine lessons. And it gets into all the people that died when the CDC told the public to take the swine flu shot. So you can go read that there. And then here's the new one. This is out of Reuters. U.S. officials track new strain of flu. A new type of swine flu has infected at least two children in California. And while both have recovered, U.S. health officials said Tuesday they're looking for more cases. They say it's possible the children were infected by other people and not by pigs. We'll tell you about this when we get back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Please don't forget that Bayer Pharmaceutical chipped out over 1 million ampules of Factor VIII with HIV and hepatitis in every shot, guaranteeing a death sentence to all those that took it worldwide. They came out in court documents. They knew it. They did it on purpose. And the federal courts in the U.S. said that they are immune because they're doing important eugenics work on you and your family. Then we got Baxter Pharmaceutical ordering 18 subsidiaries to mix live bird flu with different groups and strains of regular human flu and then to inject it into bodies so it could perfectly mutate. And then they're running around. Deaths are happening all over Europe, Poland, Germany, Czech Republic, and the news will never say what company's doing it, but it says pharmaceutical companies come to the local health department and say, tell your homeless this is a flu shot and pay them couple hundred euros to take it. They take it. It kills them deader than a hammer. They're dying all over the place. The mainstream news, and they just go, people are dying. Move along, move along, move along, move along. Folks, this criminal government, this global government, has done tens of thousands of admitted tests, thousands in the U.S. government, on troops, citizens, foster kids, anybody they get their hands on. They get caught, never get in trouble. Now, you're going to trust them to take the shots. I know you are. You love them. Well, if that's what you want, go ahead. But anyways, they'll keep us safe, don't worry. With all of this going on, U.S. officials track new flu strain. They say it's possible that children were infected by other people and not by pigs, and they say they have consulted with health officials in Canada, Mexico, and the World Health Organization, the World Eugenics Organization at the UN, although there is no evidence that the new virus is circulating widely. In a special alert, the CDC asked doctors in California, San Diego, and Imperial counties on the border with Mexico to test anyone with flu-like symptoms and send the samples in for testing. They're guaranteed testing what they've been doing to people. Because they like to test weaker soft kills first before they really, really go after you. Both of these kids came to our attention because they were seen in clinics which do routine surveillance for influenza infections, special clinics. The CDC's Dr. Lynn Finelli told reporters in a telephone briefing, neither child, a 10-year-old boy, and a 9-year-old girl had especially severe symptoms, although the girl had a fever 104 degrees, he said. We are not making the assumption that there are widespread infections out there, and there is not any action that the public should take right now. The influenza strain, H1N1, the same family as the one of seasonal flu viruses now circulating, but it genetically resembles a virus found in pigs and not in people, officials at the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention said. And see, it was that one last time that killed tens of millions. It has never been seen before, the CDC said. Neither child had any contact with pigs. The source of infection is unknown, they added. The lack of known exposure to pigs in the two cases increases the possibility that human-to-human transmission of this new influenza virus has occurred. So I just thought I'd give you some background. You know, when you see a Reuters story about bird flu or pig flu and the World Health Organization is going to save you and the Rockefeller Foundation is going to save you, I like to go back and tell you where this stuff pops up and who's behind it and what's going on. So at least, you know, if they go ahead and release it and you and your family are dying, you can at least know who did it to you. Yeah, no, it's important to know, at least if it comes to that. Or maybe if you survive, you can warn folks. But I know you'll probably, some of you will probably actually ask for more injections if you survive. You know, it wipes your whole family out. You'll probably go ask for more injections. And then that'll kill you. But, I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, you know, you let them fear-monger you through their fear. And then you run out and roll your sleeves up and say, oh, you've done all these thousands of tests killing people in secret programs in the past through vaccines and other operations. Oh, inject me, please. It makes perfect sense. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv after this break. Start taking your phone calls and a lot more. Got a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet. We'll cover it as well. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
Some fly has been flying around in here for like a week. Just landed on my nose. I'm getting really sick of it. Been harassing Burmese at night here, 9 to midnight, too. It's okay. You guys don't have to come in here and go after it.
I have hours only lonely.
All right, I promised to get the EU closes climate loophole on air conditioners. Got to ban those. Taxes on people that are overweight. Murmurs just ran up with a bunch of articles. England said they want to chop their population in half through eugenics. Mainstream news. Australia's now announced it. And they're simultaneously announcing domestic police states and domestic Stasi. He's going to be sitting in for like 20 minutes before Judge Napolitano joins me, because I've got to go on international television for the next 15, 20 minutes of the next hour. Then I'll come back in with Napolitano. We had to move him back 15, 20 minutes. Everybody has these crazy schedules, but we'll see what happens with that. So that is coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Corey in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Great. Well, I had a quick thing to talk about really quick about the global warming and how it's so, you know, it's killing us all. But I just recently looked up an article about a ice shelf in Antarctica.
Do me a favor and turn your radio off.
Yeah, sure. Sorry.
Because it really makes it hard to listen to you, and then we don't get to focus on what you're saying.
Are you there? Yeah.
Yes, we're here. Go ahead.
Okay. So this article talks about a ice shelf in Antarctica. It's like hundreds of miles long, and it has a clean cut, as if it was cut by something. Do you know about the airborne lasers on Boeings and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, those are declassified. The whole plane's a laser. I mean, it has a giant laser that goes the length of it. It's a chemical laser, a chemical particle beam. But a lot of times ice does break off in clean sheets. Antarctica and the Arctic is always getting smaller in the summer, bigger in the winter. It just got bigger. It got 31% bigger in the north and the south. Record increase in its size because the sun cooled off the last 2 years.
And I think what I think is happening is, I mean, this is for hundreds of miles. This is a ice, you know, clean. It looks like it just totally looks like somebody just cut out with a bulldozer for miles and miles. But I mean,
I just don't think those chemical lasers have that much power.
It's also a theory on if there's any satellite based lasers. I mean, it's just something that, you know.
Well, I mean, I know there's a lot of suppressed technology. I just stick with what I can prove.
Right. I agree. Yeah, that just kind of sparked my attention. But I also wanted to talk about the Tea Party last week, and I was out there. I handed out a bunch of over 100 Obama deceptions in
good
like
job.
15 minutes. And I also there was a provocateur, the police undercover. He actually filmed me, and I was spieling my deal on liberty, and we had a flag, and he says, "Why don't you go burn that flag? You guys are a bunch of socialists. Why are you even here? Why are you wasting your time arguing about this stuff? You guys, a bunch of socialists, go start a riot, you know, filming me on this." And I was just like, you know, man, I'm here for liberty. I'm the flag. I represent this flag. The flag right now is under corrupt
government.
Well,
he's threatened by freedom. He's a parasite. He believes in the state and the government. And but I hope you send me that footage, because I want to put some of that in the new Obama film I'm making.
I'm stocking up on footage on, protest stuff like that. And also, doing a lot of footage on your chemtrails and all that stuff, and I'm going to be sending a lot of
good. Don't forget, mail it to us right now, okay?
All right, I'll get on that. I'll definitely do that for you.
Yeah, don't wait and not get it done. Thank you so much. Appreciate
the
call. You bet. Let's talk to Steve in Georgia. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Steve.
Hi.
Be kind. I just ask you to be kind with me, because I did have an experimental fluoride treatment back in 1963. So, you know, hopefully, I'm coherent.
Okay.
First grade.
Oh, actually, where's that photo of me? I said I was going to show that. Where's the photo of where I'm getting the fluoride treatment? It's around here somewhere. Go ahead. No, here I am. We found a photo of where I'm getting a fluoride treatment. Go ahead.
That's funny. That was back in first grade. I still remember the taste and the instructions and the two cold chairs and the two nurses in a grade school being given that treatment. I still don't understand why I got it. Anyway, I've got a combat zone field report for you just north of Atlanta. I really think the minions of tyranny are literally going to come to my front door, and it's going to be in the next 2 days. I got a note. I live in a about 400-home subdivision north of Atlanta, and I got a note from my homeowners association indicating that a census worker would be stopping by my home. And what it reads, can I say the census worker's name? I guess I can.
Yeah,
anyway, the note says, "Census worker Mr. Wallerstein is in the community to verify street addresses for the next day or so. Mr. Wallerstein will have to take a GPS signal close to the front doors on a handheld computer to perform this task." Okay, so, you know, I've been listening to you for a while. This is coming home right now.
Do you know what your zip code is?
Yeah, it's a GPS. you know, whatever Pentagon.
Originally, it's a Pentagon artillery airstrike coordination code.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right.
And then the added number on the end of it is the full code. And then they now have the GPS system. And under law, they're only allowed to ask how many people live there.
Exactly.
Okay, but now most people are getting 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, some 100 question ones. What? How many guns do you own? They're asking, how much money do you have? What type of toilet do you have?
Yeah.
Training you. And they'll bang on the door. It happened to me. And they'll go, answer my question. And
right.
I said, listen, get off my property or I'm going to call the police, pal.
They did the same thing to me, that type of thing. But my issue is they're taking a GPS signal of my front door. Okay? So I'm going to escort again. They made a mistake because they let me know, and I've alerted all my neighbors. You know, escort this guy off your property nicely. Tell him never to come back. I mean, he can't come on my property, right? It's not legal
You probably waived your rights under the Homeowners Association rule. So through a contract, if their contract says that, he can.
Well, I don't know if it would have been in there. I mean, this neighborhood's been around for about 30 years. I don't know. But
you have to look at the covenant. And a lot of times when they change stuff, they'll say, by paying your yearly dues, you agree to the new rules of the covenant.
Yeah.
If you'd like see that, talk to the talk to the Homeowners Association manager, Bill, who steals half the money. You know, that's what they usually do. But you can go find out there more about it. But no, I mean, this is literally control. And so that's SWAT team guys in the dark, you know, or foreign troops, whatever, which they now admit they're going to use foreign troops in America. It's now mainstream news. They're like, and they're just like running right up to your door with the SWAT teams. Or they can send their robots. I've got that in Reuters. Hunter killer robots, 18 wheelers pull up that are robotic. The hunter killer swords offload. You can come right up to your door. That's what it's all about. It's all about the freedom. People think I'm joking about that. It's serious.
No, Steve Quayle talked about the Orange Alert on your show the other day or whatever. And I was wondering, you know, how are they going to round up a bunch of special ops guys? You know, are they going to do it one day at a time? That ain't going to work.
They're going to send
people via GPS signals. They're not even going to mess with addresses.
Oh, you're right. Great point. And I appreciate your call. Let me just add this. I remember, again, 16, 17 years ago, Alexander Haig, big globalist, had a cable TV show that aired around the country. He would pay to have it aired on county cable channels. And I would sit there. My last year in high school, I was here in Austin, and I would watch Alexander Haig when I got home about 6 o'clock after working out after school. And he said, we're going to have these huge blimps, solar-powered, surveilling all the cities. They're much cheaper than satellites, and they're below the cloud cover. They work much better, or they're below, you know, the atmospheric zone at about 90,000 feet. And he was explaining all of this. And then I saw documents later. And then now they admit they have big blimps at 95,000 feet, surveilling, scanning, reading, ground-penetrating radar, face-scanning cameras, heat signature cameras that track you off your heat signature. You know, they get a heat signature on the ground from you with your name ID'd. Like they can have a camera aimed. In fact, they admit they have the MIT brags. They have these integration systems. Here's how it works. This is one way it works. They'll have a camera that scans your driver's license. Well, that ties your face, your digital face, with the digital driver's license photo. Now, the camera scans your license plate and ties that to your driver's license database. The same camera, the same computers, then matches your face getting out of the car. You understand how this works? Hey, guys, can you keep it down out there? Okay, let's not have big discussions right outside because I'm trying to think here. I'm trying to keep focused, okay? Do they even hear me, or are they just going to keep going on outside the door? Sir, hold on just a minute. Is that same caller still there? I appreciate your call, sir. Okay. I got so much going on in my head, I just can't keep track of this anymore. And I know the caller had more he wanted to say. That was actually a new caller. You can call back in if you can get in, sir. I just can't do it. I mean, because what happens is I start listening from radio to what people are doing, and they get right outside the door and have really loud discussions, and then it totally short-circuits what I'm thinking and what I'm saying. Let me try to start over. Okay, I'm going to start over right now for folks on air. What they do is they have your digital photo from when you get the driver's license. Then they have cameras that are also reading your car license plate. And so that's a secondary way to ID you. When you get out of the car, the face scanning camera on the ground, designed and put in by DARPA, IDs your digital photo with the face scan off of the database they have, ties it in with the car and the license plate, confirming that's you. Then, when they're wanting to track a subject, the blimp has your infrared signature and the cameras on the ground nexus that that's your ID, and then it takes a reading of your heat resonance, and then now it's in the database. And so the blimps are just constantly getting new subjects, tracking, getting all of this up there so they know where you're at, what you're doing, and then they have the GPS coordinates of your front door. When we come back, I'll cover Reuters for you. So we can go over
that. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. Today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So bottom line, they have the blimps IDing everybody. They admit it, and tracking everywhere you go. And the million-plus people on the no-fly list, and the total control grid going into place right now. So I thought I'd get into this. They're converting the entire military. They've got 18-wheelers, they admit, that are robotic, that can drive from one end of the country to the other and make decisions. But normally they have a controller who's also in there through the cameras, you know, in a simulator to take it over if there's a problem. It pulls up, the bottom lowers down, 15 killer robots get off, and they just start murdering. This is Reuters Today. Reuters, bigger than AP. Killer robots and a revolution in warfare. They have no fear. They never tire. They are not upset when the soldier next to them gets blown to pieces. The morale doesn't suffer by having to do anything. And again, their jobs, known in the military as the 3Ds, dull, dirty, and dangerous. They are military robots, and they are rapidly increasing numbers and growing sophistication, may herald the end of thousands of years of human monopoly on warfighting. Science fiction is moving to the battlefield. The future is upon us, says Brookings scholar Peter Singer, put it in a conference of experts at the U.S. Army War College of Pennsylvania this month. And the entire Air Force attack craft, everything's converting. And I've seen the training drills. I've seen, and I've talked to troops. They say there's classified stuff you wouldn't believe. I just don't want to scare the public. And these, even Fox News had a piece 6-7 years ago. I've got it somewhere on tape where it shows a little hovering flying saucer and it comes up and face scans you. And if you don't show ID, it kills you. And so you see stuff like They Live, where it's, hello, my little friend. There you are. You know, he blasts it. I have come here to do two things, to kick butt and chew bubble gum. And I am all out of bubble gum. Oh, man, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. So that's what's happening. And police departments around the world already sent in killer robots into quotes. He won't come out of the house. Send in the killer robot. And they're getting more and more. They used them in Fallujah. Got their feet wet there. A little bit of wet work. But the globalists just don't care about the Arabs. They love you. They care about human life. Singer published for Wired, for War, The Robotics Revolution and Conflict 21st Century, a book that traces the rise of the machines and predicts that in the future wars, they will not only play greater roles in executing missions, but also in planning them. Numbers affect the explosive growth of robotic systems. Meanwhile, the government wants our guns. You know, we're getting outgunned by them. They want our guns. Just enjoy yourselves, everybody. Numbers reflect the explosive growth of robotic systems. The U.S. forces that stormed into Iraq in 2003 had no robots on the ground. There were none in Afghanistan either. Now, those two wars are fought with the help of an estimated 12,000 ground-based robots and 7,000 unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, the technical term for drone or robotic aircraft. Ground-based robots in Iraq have saved hundreds of lives in Iraq, defusing improvised explosive devices, which account for more than 40% of U.S. casualties. The first armed robot was deployed in Iraq in 2007, and it is lethal, as its acronym is long, Special Weapons Observation Remote Reconnaissance Direct Action System, SWORDS. By the way, they were used earlier than that. Like they tell you, we went into Vietnam in 1965. Folks, we were there in 1959, and 4,000 troops died as advisors. They love lying to you. Just drink some more fluoride, though. Remember, they care about you. Continuing here, it says, the first armed robot was deployed in Iraq in 2007. It's the SWORDS. It's mounted with a M249 machine gun. Can hit a target at 3,000 feet away with pinpoint precision. From the air, the best-known UAV is the Predator. Has killed dozens of insurgents. Dozens of insurgents. Every week they bomb another wedding. And we killed 300 innocent people and might have killed one bad guy. But they tell you here, 12. It's all meant to minimize it to the slaves. And I read the British Army documents on that. They know, they say, if we've killed thousands, we say we've killed five. And the human mind will automatically, when they hear the real number later of thousands, will average them together. A little psych warfare thing, just one of many psych warfare manuals that have been declassified I've read. The Predators are flown by operators sitting in front of television monitors in cubicles at Creek Air Force Base in Nevada, 8,000 miles away from Afghanistan. Yeah, and this is how they work. All these kids playing games, slaughtering people, designed by the Pentagon, they admit they're being conditioned to not care about killing. And so they just sit there with drones killing women and children. It's all part of pleasure, and they get off on it. You know, they feel good, like their life means something. I'm real manly. You know, I sent in a robot to kill somebody. And don't worry, police and military, I know you're getting off on it. They're going to take everything from you. They're going to take your lives, your bank accounts, your children. You're going to get all the hell you're dishing out on innocent people. Don't worry. You want evil? You want to kill 50 million of babies? You love the evil? Don't worry. You're going to get to swim in it. Don't worry. You're going to get everything you want, everything and more. You like evil? You're going to get it. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us. Your call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Yeah, this article where it's getting into the robots gives disinfo from the numbers I've seen. It says robotics research and development in the U.S. received a big push from Congress in 2001 when it set two ambitious goals. By 2010, a third of the country's long-range attack aircraft should be unmanned. The number I saw was half. And by 2015, one-third of America's ground combat vehicles. You ought to see these things. It's like, well, you can just Google combat robots, and I mean, it's like big black tanks that are like the size of a Chevy truck with like 10 guns on the nose and nerve gas sprayers and everything else. And this is what the cops are going to be using on you, folks. They're just going to go, oh, won't turn your guns in. Doot, 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 doot. war wags start rolling. That's why once they try to start all that, you can't be in a defensive posture waiting for them. And then you got to go to the factories, the relay centers, the places where they got these Terminators set up. It's really sick, folks. We got a psycho scientist eugenicist working for inbred bankers who believe in eugenics running everything, and everything's a giant kill grid. Everything they're setting up's a kill grid. It's a slaughterhouse. The New World Order is setting up a giant slaughterhouse for humanity, in their own words. And they're practicing soft kills with the vaccines and the things they do, but they're just expanding all of this. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. John in Oregon, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I just actually I wanted to bring up a couple things with you. First off, as far as I know, you don't have a problem with us downloading your movies off the Internet for free, correct?
No, I want people to.
Okay, well, I thought I'd let you know. Okay, I use BitTorrent. I use a BitTorrent client to download a couple of your movies. And I thought I'd let you know that I was completely death-pinged by the U.S. government until my computer completely shut down. I mean, I have a couple different firewalls that let me actually see the IP addresses of the people that I'm sharing with and uploading with, and several of them were, FBI anti-peer-to-peer, and a couple of them, and they death-pinged my IP address so hard that my whole computer just shut down.
Well, we kept wondering why the Pirate Bay and others would have it posted with thousands of cedars and people, and then Pirate Bay would take it down themselves. And they're doing that because the film is the most viral film out there. I mean, there's little short clips and things that are more viral, like literally, you know, girls playing volleyball in bikinis. But for a full film, it's the most viral thing out there everywhere. And no, I mean, Obama invited a blogger. This is mainstream news for the White House that was mildly critical of him trying to co-opt him. They, Ted Anderson's running national radio ads for the Obama deception. You know, major rap groups are plugging it, you know, at huge concerts. And so, yes, they're trying to shut down the spread of it. They also like the fear that creates. So all you do is upload it 10 times more and fight back. Because it shows who the banker, I mean, look, I'm going on air saying arrest the bankers. I am literally on the front lines going, shoot me. And, you know, because I'm not here to lose this fight. I'm here to go head up against the enemy, and I've asked people to give us support because do people realize we're big now, and we know how to counter the globalists. We are stepping up to the plate to their criminality. These are people that'll murder whole third world countries. They don't care about life. They just don't want to kill me and make me into a martyr, so they're studying ways to destroy me in the media and other things. And, you know, I am literally, you know, going in through and beyond. I am committed. But I want folks to know this is the real world. They really have CIA taking over all the cities. They really are putting regular army in all the police departments and announcing it. They really are having drills for martial law with foreign troops on the FEMA website. They really are. This is really going on. They're really announcing worldwide they're going to reduce our populations forcibly by half. You know, Australia just announced today, and they don't say how. They really are announcing taxes on everything we do through carbon and with enforcer brigades. I mean, this is it. This is what they did in Soviet Union. They're going for it, man.
Yeah, I've also noticed since I live right next to the ocean, the city council has been discussing monthly, tsunami drills, but it's just I've been noticing that it's everybody's to convene to a location, you know, deemed by the, you know, our state government.
Exactly. Suddenly they have all these little disaster drills. Exactly. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's just, you know, I've lived here my entire life, and I know where it's safe from a tsunami, and I don't need my government telling me where it's going to be safe.
Again, this is the national security state.
Yeah.
Go find out who's running that drill. It'll be a 35-year-old guy. And you'll say, hey, you were in the Army. He'll say, how'd you know that? Oh, you were in Intel. And he'll say, did I know you? Oh, you were in Intel. And go, so what's the op? And they'll go, hey, well, just being friends. Hi, yeah. You know, that's how they work. And that person will usually have dual duties. He's there to spy on people, make sure the narcotics are coming in, just make sure everything's going well.
Oh, yeah, where I live here in Oregon, there's a huge business for methamphetamine. I've never seen anything like it, you know.
Yeah, well, they're bringing it in.
Cities. Huh?
They're dealing it all, yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
And I mean, the government is just, look, once the government decides to go criminal, they just go hot. It's just total criminal, everything criminal. I appreciate your call, sir. I'm going to jump here. Let's talk to Lucia in Canada. Go ahead, Lucia. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, Alex. I have two significant pieces of information for you.
Yep.
This goes out to Scott, who continues to call your radio show telling you that chemtrails do not exist. I'm just getting my package ready to send to you. I have documents that were declassified in 1980 that show that in 1953 in Canada, in Winnipeg, Manitoba, there were aerosol tracer programs being used on the Canadian people without their consent. And it also explains in the document that there are areas in the United States that were also under this program.
Yeah, no, they've been doing weather modification since the 30s. I've interviewed the father of weather weapons, Ben Livingston. That's up on prisonplanet.tv. Just Google it or search it when you're there on the site.
Oh, yeah, as you say, the information is out there. You just have to look for it.
They now announced that they are doing testing, and under U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, it says they can do chemical, biological, radiological testing if it's part of research or law enforcement. So they go, oh, we're just researching spraying you. And then the guy says, I don't believe they're dispersing it through the fans in the jet fuel. That's one theory. All we know is these trails didn't form like they are before 1995 or so, 96 on a wide scale. And now the president announced, oh, we're thinking about spraying the atmosphere with particula, and the very particula we said they were spraying from the test to do this to the environment. And yeah, I had really vicious threats on my children from multiple angles when I did the chemtrail shows 2 weeks ago. I mean, they are really mad. And you know, they email you, they call you, and they say, I'm going to stab your children. I'm going to come, I'm going to find them, I'm going to stab them. And you give it to the police, and they do nothing. So, I mean, that's who these people are. They're very upset.
We need more people fighting aside from yourselves. Listen to this second piece. I met last summer a well-to-do woman from British Columbia who, just out of nowhere in our conversation, told me that a group of people within her community were so sick and tired of the billowing cloud above their city, they actually went to Transport Canada, who admitted, the official was caught off guard, admitted spraying was occurring because it was there to help Canadians alleviate them from the radiation coming off of the sun, that there was particulate being added to the fuel containing barium and aluminum salts in order to divert the sun's rays. So these enraged community members drew up a petition, and now the petition has been set into law that these planes are no longer to fly over their airspace. So I'm trying to get a hold of her just so that she can provide a video for you for my package, and she can talk about this petition. I mean, this is unprecedented. They've asked.
I think I saw something about that in the news. Now, I know folks are getting mad, and then other people are just in denial about this. And
yeah, how can you deny that?
Just they're in denial about, they've denied the global currency, the global bank. They denied the carbon taxes were coming. They just deny, because who wants to admit we're in the middle of a eugenics war?
The
global elite waging war on us, and the public has to wake up to the full insanity of this.
Well, all I know is that fellow that called you last week about Battelle and the Department of Energy working with various universities on this program, well, I looked into it, and the University of Manitoba is huge.
They're all involved, all the big research universities. No, I separately researched what he was talking about. It's all admitted. That's the crazy part. You go, hey, they're all admitting it, and they just go, shut up, crazy person. And, you know,
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put together a billboard in this city that has a picture of the spraying occurring over maybe our legislative grounds, because it happens every day. And it's going to say, stop spraying us. And it's going to lead, I'm trying to think of a website that they could go to. What would be the best website that I could have on this billboard?
I would probably think California Skywatch is pretty darn good. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Get us all that info. God bless you, Lucia. Anthony in Georgia, you're on the air, Anthony. Welcome.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I have two comments to make. One, I love your show. My brother put me on to you about a year ago.
Thank your brother.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was weird. You know, I would talk about Obama to him, and, you know, he was like, Obama's not the answer. And I'm like, what do you mean? And then he started letting me listen to your show. Then I started doing the research on my own, like any other ordinary individual should do. and I started seeing the patterns. And then when you said, oh, yeah, Obama's going to be president, and then he whoppingly beats McCain, I was like, yeah, this is real. I was listening to your show yesterday on the way home on my iPhone, and you were talking about vaccinations and how it was killing little girls. But it was very funny. I got a call last night from a market research company, and they were asking.
Sorry, your phone was breaking up. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, start over. You got a call from a market research company.
I got a call from a market research company asking me, do I speak to the person in the house who's in charge of children vaccinations? And I was, it was very crazy. I was like, no, we don't have any kids in the house we don't have children in the house. He said, thank you for your time, and hung up. And my father, he was Obamanoid. And I told him that, and he said he made it seem like the guy wanted my information to steal my credit or something like that. And I'm like, well, he didn't ask for that. As a matter of fact, he hung up. The conversation was all but 30 seconds. And it's crazy that I hear and see things like this all the time. I tell people, and people, they just write it off.
Well, a lot of these phone calls are propaganda. If you would have said you had kids, they would have told you, do you know how much they save your children from diseases and how wonderful they are? Are you vaccinated? They call those kind of push polls or push calls. They also have automated systems that do that. But they're running TV ads about how vaccines are really good for you, how corn syrup's really good for you, how you're an idiot if you don't think it's good for you. So we're having an effect on them that they're having to counter us. But again, they're testing, keeping it compartmentalized, keeping their own people that are administering it in the dark who aren't aware of what's happening. They're testing how to cover up the deaths, how to just turn up the background noise. Just incrementally increase what they're doing so, like the frog in the pot, we don't notice it. And when you're talking about Obama, the biggest thing to wake up the Obama supporters is, I'm not for McCain. I'm saying they're both puppets. There's two puppets, Dad. I would get two toy puppets. I'd go to the toy store, I'd get two puppets, and I'd say, Dad, which puppet do you like? Which puppet are you going to vote for? He'd say, I'm not going to vote for either puppet. They're puppets. And say, but wait a minute, shouldn't you be looking at who's controlling the puppets? That's what I'm saying, Dad. I'm not for McCain or Obama. And that seems to get through to people. But they immediately, they're thinking, you're for Bush. You're for all the bad. No, I'm not for Bush. I'm trying to explain there on this. It's maybe explain it to your dad, like, he knows Don King rigs a lot of fights, right?
Yeah.
Well, say, Dad, why is boxing dead? Because Don King took it over, created a monopoly, and everybody knows it's a fraud now. And so he owns both fighters. I mean, is a boxing match where both fighters are owned by the same club, is that a boxing match you trust? And then, I mean, it's real simple.
Yes, it is. It trips me out a lot, you know, with him, because, like you just said, if I didn't vote for Obama, it's funny, a lot of people ask me who I voted for when they find out that I didn't vote for Obama. I'm like, oh, you voted for McCain? I'm like, well, I didn't vote for McCain either. So they're talking, well, who did you vote for? And then I name my candidate, and they're like, who is that? I'm like, did you do your research on all that was running? And they're like, well, and I'm like, see, that's your problem. You automatically think, oh, if I'm not a Democrat, I must be a Republican. If I'm a Republican, I must be a Democrat. But, you know, that's how it is in Georgia. It's a big Obama town from Atlanta also. And also, I bought your DVD. I made a lot of copies. I'm passing out to people at work and to my friends. And, you know, I woke up two people not too long ago. We watched the DVD at their house, and they were like, oh, my God. He's like, it's funny because you were telling me all this stuff, and now he's starting to see the things I see. And the things that I hear from you, I'm starting to hear, you know, he's starting to see more of that. And I'm like, see, it's called opening your eyes. Instead of just listening to Fox News or CNN, it's called doing your research, seeing what else is out there instead of mainstream media.
Well, I also predicted, because it wasn't hard to predict, it's how they operate. They're going to have racist attack Obama. They'll probably have attempts on him by, you know, buck-toothed Klan people. They're going to hype that up. Even if it isn't racist, it's just a Tea Party, they're going to say it is to get everybody going, well, he isn't perfect, but the racists don't like him, so I'm going to be for him. You know, and the same thing with the Bush people. Well, Bush isn't perfect, but at least he's not a liberal. So people got to get their minds around this. How they're being suckered. Good to hear from you, sir. I really appreciate your call. Let's take another one. Robert in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
Okay. I got a couple things real quick I want to get out of the way. First, I do want to say I want to make a little bit of a prediction. It's not that much of a prediction, but I think if they stage a false flag attack, they're going to get a guy and they're going to say he went to a Tea Party. That's something they're going to do.
Oh, absolutely. And anytime somebody shoots a cop, they'll look at the 1,000 websites they visited and they'll find the one Patriot site and said, we made them kill everybody. And, oh, yeah. I mean, you heard the caller earlier, and I've told people that saw this stuff where you'd have provocateurs there trying to start fights. You know, just amazing.
Oh, yeah. And I had called you before and told you about this website, but I got the website wrong. It's PowerCastCo.com. I actually ended up finding it because I Googled it. They changed the front of the website, the webpage, the way it looks. Before, they had a soldier on there, and it looked really creepy. They had stuff about RFID on there on the front. But you can still find the stuff about the RFID if you look
through
it.
Yeah, well, every website saying they've got something doesn't necessarily mean it's true. I don't know the site, so I can't say one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, and I wanted to ask you also, have you heard of project named Rods from God? It's a space-based weapon.
Rods from God.
Yeah, it's a space-based weapon. Basically, that's just the code name for it. You could Google it. There's a little information on that. I would recommend people look that up. I bet they already have it up there because if they're willing to let any information out on it, you know, then they know how it works.
Well, I know what the real weapon systems are. I mean, I've talked. Go ahead and tell us what's the system.
It releases 20-foot steel and tungsten coated rods that fall to the earth, and the kinetic energy created by them is equal to a nuclear weapon, but there's no trace.
I'm aware of those, and yes, that's real.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now, you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Jason Burmes with a bunch of breaking news. We'll be in there for 20 minutes. And I got Judge Andrew Napolitano rescheduled from last week on with us. I had to reschedule him so that I could go on international television on Free Speech TV. Press TV, excuse me. So that's coming up. And I promise we're going to get to everybody that's patiently holding. I want to tell you about a few of our sponsors first, then we'll go back to your calls. Home Gain, let me tell you a little bit about the great folks at HOMEGAIN.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you'll get an instant free estimate on your home's value online. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home, and again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. They have a free home sale maximizer that tells you the best improvements to make on your home for the best resale value. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link, Max Little Orange Gorilla, on Infowars.com, or visit them online at HOMEGAIN.com, HomeGain.com. And one more fine sponsor I wanted to tell listeners about is Akola Blue, the best atmospheric water generator out there, bar none. Their website is ecoloblue.com, akolablue.com, or big links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you miss them. Atmospheric water generator for your home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride, ultimate water from the humidity in the air, unlimited. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 7.5 gallons a day. The generated water is passed through 7 different filters. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. Your own source of clean drinking water from the atmosphere. Akolablue.com or 1-800-691-6043. 1-800-691-6043. And I got a lot of callers there, but Gary Franchi, who does Restore the Republic and helps set up the In the Fed meetings and all the rest of it, is calling in on the show. So we'll pop in and say hi to him. Gary Franchi, what's going on, buddy?
Alex, what's up, man? Just want to call in, say hello, say I saw Obama Deception. Just another fine work. People need to get out there, push that movie into the people, people's hands. I saw when I was out at the Tea Party in Chicago, there were just thousands of copies being distributed by the We Are Change crew there. Just amazing, amazing things that are going on in this country today. Are you heading out to the End of Fed rally this weekend?
You know, we need to be promoting it. I've been promoting it for weeks, and then this week's speeding past us, and I'd forgotten. I know they're having them at 38 locations, and I know there's going to be one in Dallas at the Fed, one in Houston, one in San Antonio. I guess we should be going to that. I wonder which one we should go to.
Well, just pick the closest one. We need to get all hands on deck for this. I spoke with Peter Schiff earlier today. He's going to be out in New York supporting it. You know, it's just so important to see the grassroots swell up. You know, we got to shut this thing down. You know, the Federal Reserve is killing the country.
Well, Gary, I should have gotten you on when it came out the Army was spying on all of us. Boy, that's really freedom, isn't it, to have the Army violating federal law spying on us?
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me anymore, you know. I mean, I went to, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I was invited to the National Reconnaissance Office. They gave me national security clearance. My wife and I walked in the doors, you know, and I walked the halls. I saw the old satellites. I saw the old SR-71 Blackbirds. You know, I sat down and ate chicken fingers and Domino's pizza at a retirement luncheon. You know, I don't know why they let me in there. But the NRO is one of the big birds that watches everything, you know, and they told me this. I know this. It's nothing surprises me anymore, but we have to step up to the plate, everybody listening to this show.
I tell you what, Gary, let me set you up in the next few days. If you can do it, we'll talk more about it. Okay, thanks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are live. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in for just a couple of segments for Alex Jones, and we're going to do a Burmis News Blitz here in the next 15 or so minutes. I really want to cover Australia and UK news because both of these countries are going to be participating in this NLE09 exercise, and this is really a nexus point. All right, we know that Obama wants a civilian national security force as large as the actual army, as well funded, as well manned. Well, now Paul Rudd, who is the prime minister over in Australia, wants the same thing. A civilian corps manned by everyday Australians to help out in war zones and natural disasters is set to be announced by Prime Minister Kevin Rudd in Perth on Wednesday. Now, they already have these brute force squads, and I'm going to be playing videos of those tonight on my program on the Info Warrior from 9 to midnight. And I've got to probably vet it for language because international TV is always a little bit different. But basically, they have these cops in black uniforms, and they just patrol the streets as the tough guys. They're in the tough zones. So they're militarizing the police, and then they're saying, no, we need the civilian corps as well. So they're creating another military-like force outside of the police force, which they're already militarizing. And remember, Australia is going to be big in this NLE09 exercise, where a terrorist attack happens somewhere outside of the United States. We would assume it will be either in the UK, Mexico, Canada, or Australia, because those are the countries that are participating. But what else is really interesting is that both the UK, leaders within the UK, and Australia are also calling for massive population reductions. All right? We covered this one right here. A few weeks ago on the Alex Jones Show and on my program, UK population must fall to 30 million, says Porritt. And Jonathan Porritt is one of Gordon Brown's leading green advisors. Remember, Gordon Brown, member of the World Sustainability Society, and the word sustainability means you have to die. That's what it means. You have to be controlled. You have to have a one-child policy. You have to be sterilized. That's what sustainability means when these people talk about it. How else are they going to take a population of 70 million people, which is what the UK has, and bring it down to 30 million by, I think, 2020? No, I'm sorry, 2031? I mean, unbelievable. But other people within this World Sustainable Society here are calling for the same thing in Australia. Australia should consider having a one-child policy to protect the planet. An environmental lobby group says Sustainable Population Australia, remember it's all about sustainability, says slashing the world's population is the only way to avoid environmental suicide. See, some of you are going to have to die, or we're all going to die. We're going to kill the planet. That's the propaganda, folks. And National President Sandra Kank wants Australia's population of almost 22 million reduced to 7 million to tackle climate change. Folks, that's a 67% reduction. That's two out of three of you. Done. Do you get it? Sustainability means killing people. That's what it means. It means killing people. Ted Turner gets on there and he's like, global warming's because there's too many people.
and it keeps going like this, they're going to all die, and then the ones that are left over are going to be in a cannibal society. And the bottom line is we need a sustainable population. It's too many people, Charlie Rose. Too many. It's propaganda on another level, folks, where they're trying to make you guilty for eating, breathing, being a human being, driving an SUV. In Europe, they're pumping the propaganda that Americans use too much toilet paper. Our two-ply is worse than SUVs that gas guzzle and emit evil carbon dioxide, even though we ran this story last night on the InfoWarrior. Singapore researchers at the Institute of Bioengineering and Nanotech have devised a way to convert carbon dioxide into clean-burning biofuel methanol using a safe, non-toxic process. Has mankind defeated the final boss of global warming? If this is true, it will go nowhere. Because folks, they're saying that too many trees are causing global warming now. It's all about a taxation, a carbon emissions control grid, where they can go after corporations that aren't part of the ballgame. People that aren't going along with the program. And then they can tax the populace on top of it. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and I'm sitting in for Alex for a couple of segments. I'm Jason Burmis. I got a little show called The Info Warrior, 9 to midnight. Airs at InfoWars.com and GCNLive.com. Just want to recap what we just covered. Now, both Australia and the United Kingdom are going to be participating in this NLE, National Level Exercise 09, the first of its kind, headed up by FEMA, where they're going to be making makeshift FEMA camps, bringing in private organizations, doing lifetime spying on the American populace with every tool they have. Okay, this is a federal, local, private, tribal, even, drill, where they are literally going to go after every piece of infrastructure they can. FEMA Region 6, Washington, D.C., Texas is going to be involved, New Mexico, and a few other states. Now, remember, they're also going to use international organizations. And the terrorist attack is going to happen overseas. Now, there may be terrorist attacks that happen during this drill in this country. They say that it's open. There is no determined result. So I really doubt that they're going to use this as an opportunity to pull off a false flag. However, it is to train people so that when they do put another drill into place or another drill comes up 2 or 3 months down the line, that then, one that's less publicized, then they will pull off their false flag attack. Just like on 9/11. See, they have Amalgam Virgo run in June of 2001 where they hijack a plane and they ram it into the Capitol building and Bin Laden is on the cover of the document. And then the second part is FBI agents are going to live hijack a plane and then fly it to a secure location. Amalgam Virgo, check it out. And then 9/11 happens, and on the morning of 9/11, similar drills are happening. Some are majorly classified. The last one that came out literally came out 6 months ago. It's called Operation Jackal Cave, and two paragraphs are uncensored in a 9-page document. Gee, I wonder if that could have anything to do with Middle Eastern terrorists attacking America on 9/11. I wonder, I mean, you know, the National Reconnaissance Office is only running a drill at 8:46 in the morning with the CIA of ramming a plane into a building. You know, there's only mass hijacking drills going on 9/11. That's why we have to keep an eye on this. And remember, these private sector organizations are ones like AT&T that have been caught helping the government wiretap and spy on the American people at every turn, every corner. I mean, we can have the guy go on MSNBC, go on Olbermann and say, yeah, I went in the secret room. I was hooking up the Ethernet wire to this computer that was making a hard copy of every communication AT&T has. And then they just say, you know what? National security, you can't sue. Civil suit, we're going to dismiss it. Go away. And then the Obama administration comes in and they say, you know what? Maybe these Cheney Bush powers, they need to be expanded. They don't need to be retracted. I know we promised that we were going to get rid of all this tyranny, but let's just up the stakes, folks. I mean, Patriot Act 1, 2, parts of 3, that wasn't enough. Military Commissions Act, ending habeas corpus in this country, not enough. Let's start ending posse comitatus on a mass level. Let's announce that the National Guard is just going to, you know, help find the drugs and patrol the streets and help with car accidents. Then we'll build a National Service Corporation with the GIVE Act, and then we'll brainwash everybody just around September 11th when we do little knock-and-talks. And we say, come on, join the Civil Service Corps. Look, we're helping people. We have memorials all around the country. It's National Service Day, huh? Let's feel together like we did after 9/11. Let's come together as one. We can do it. It's just disgusting. And meanwhile, people like myself and Alex Jones are constantly ridiculed and savagely attacked in the mainstream media. And now there's this Angels and Demons movie coming out, right? So Esquire is running this disgusting article where, of course, 9/11 truth is associated with Holocaust denial and we hate the Jews again and, you know, birth of a nation, all this Johnny nonsense, when Esquire enables these people and promotes their propaganda on another level. Have you guys seen the Obama cover of Esquire? He's looking all tough. He looks almost like a statue. It's looking up at him. He's the leader. He's the new leader. And they put this out there. Let's see. Starts off, the difference between the minions obsessing with angels and demons, the new Illuminati picture by Dan Brown, who did the Da Vinci Code, and the whack jobs denying 9/11 and the Holocaust. See, they go hand in hand, arm in arm. That's what they want you to associate us with, Nazis. This program has been going on since the inception of 9/11 Truth. And the whack jobs denying 9/11 and the Holocaust say a lot about Obama's hopes for a new era of responsibility. You see, it's all pro-Obama, anti-9/11 Truth. 9/11 deniers, this is how it starts. 9/11 deniers, and of course, 9/11 deniers is linked to, I sent you guys the link. Can we bring that up on PrisonPlanet.tv, by the way, guys? 9/11 deniers has the link to the Popular Mechanics article, and we know how credible Popular Mechanics has been with their thorough debunking of the FEMA camps, showing a satellite photo and a video from 1996 and saying, nope, not real. Yeah, there's 600 locations that we know about all over the country. We're going to go to the train station. We're going to show you Amtrak trains. Popular Mechanics, I mean, just stellar work. I love it. I mean, so they link to that, and then, of course, they have to put in the moon landing paranoias, and then the next one is the Cassandras of the New World Order. You know, the New World Order doesn't exist. There's just a headline at Time Magazine two weeks ago, Barack Obama's New World Order. In fact, there's three Time Magazine headlines with New World Order in the last 6 months. November, Obama's New World Order. Time Magazine, the New World Order, talking about the new global financial system that they openly created during the G20. And then, of course, Barack Obama's New World Order right after the G20. But it doesn't exist. We're crazy. You know, Esquire says so, Alex.
Burmese, I'm done with foreign TV. You were on fire today. Hey, you're going to be live tonight, but you're going to visit family in New York tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
We'll rebroadcast 9 at midnight. You'll be live tonight. She'll cover more of that. But, yeah, no, have him come out and now say, before it was, we want to tax you if you have more than one child. Now they're saying, oh, it's going to be a one-child policy.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, I told you, that taxing to have kids is one child. That's how they first announced it in China in 75. Then in 81, they made a law where you can't have them, period. It's more accelerated now, and they're pushing it. You know, having kids is bad. That's what we have an end game, is the news clips. Burmese, I am going to go ahead and go to this quick clip, about a minute or two long, of a reporter being arrested for being down the street videotaping cops at a wreck. And this is happening everywhere where the police are attacking camera people. Our guys barely got back from Boston at a Tea Party meeting with their cameras. They were being interrogated. Why did they have cameras? It's now terrorism in England to videotape the police doing anything, and they're charging people with it, including journalists. So that's coming up. And then Judge Napolitano is going to be on with this coming up in about 2 minutes. So stay with us. Thank you, Burmese. Here's the clip, folks.
So reporter Darren Hunt and photojournalist Rick DuPont were both handcuffed and detained by police. Darren and Rick came up on the crash minutes after it happened and stopped on the shoulder on the eastbound lanes, opposite the wreck. They were conducting interviews when Sergeant Ramirez ordered them to leave. Watch for yourself what happened.
You get in your truck and
move. We're going to talk to this guy, Rick.
No, negative, sir. You will get in your truck and move. Okay?
We're doing our job.
You press that trigger, boy. Get in your truck and move. Get in your truck and move.
Shoot if he wants to.
Do you want me to arrest you, sir? Do you want me to arrest you? Then you get in your truck and you move. Plain and simple. I don't care. I'm telling you something. I'm giving you an order. You know what?
I didn't do anything.
Do you want to get arrested?
No.
Okay.
I'll go. It's fine. I'll go.
You're not going.
I'm not resisting.
You're not going.
I can get the truck and pick him up.
Well, get in the truck before you go too.
Can you let him go?
Get your hands off the truck!
I didn't do anything!
Get your hands off the truck!
Look, I'm not doing anything.
Cop roughing him up. Now notice, once he submitted, the cop got even more excited. The tyranny was flowing, and he got even more excited and aroused over that. And somebody who I really like, because he exposes how it's not a left-right paradigm. He exposes the Patriot Act under Bush. He talks about how Obama lied and is expanding it. He talks about really what this country is facing. And so we are really honored to have Andrew Napolitano, judge, also Fox News Channel commentator, best-selling author, Princeton University, where he was a founding member of Concerned Alumni of Princeton and Notre Dame Law School. And Napolitano sat on the New Jersey bench from 87 to 95, becoming the state's youngest life-tenured judge. He also served as an adjunct professor at Senton Hall University School of Law for 11 years. And I think he's the best guy on the radio of what I would call mainline radio, exposing things. We're about to break in a minute, Judge, but I tell you, tyranny is just going crazy, isn't it?
It is, Alex. I just had that Pastor Stephen Anderson on my Freedom Watch, FoxNews.com internet show, and we saw the tape of the, they're not even Border Patrol, they're border agents that were 75 miles from the Mexico-Arizona border, deep into Arizona, taser him, stomp on his face, press it into cracked glass and asphalt, because he would not give them permission to search his trunk.
And then they made fun of him.
Yes, they mocked him and said, you must be a terrorist, and they told him that the Constitution didn't apply to them and where he happened to be. There's a little good news in that today, coming from the Supreme Court, an unusual combination of liberals and conservatives issued an opinion last night saying the police can't search your trunk anymore. They either have to get your permission or they have to get a search warrant. The old rule that they could search anything they want in the car merely because they stopped you for going 2 miles over the limit or not having a seatbelt on is now history. So that should put a little bit of a crimp in the armor of the jackbooted thugs. Not enough, but a little bit. And journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single pace, but there's a lot of potholes still to come.
Absolutely. When we come back, Judge, we've got you till 45 after. We appreciate your time. We know you're busy. I want to get into Obama because I was driving to work the other morning and listening to you on XM. I listen many days. It's just one of the few shows I really, you know, actually learn something from. And you were talking about the fact that the whole Nuremberg system of that I don't care if Hitler tells you to kill little kids, just following orders doesn't cut it. Obama is saying, no, we're going to protect people that break the law when they're ordered to do it. This is just unprecedented. I want to go through that and your take on where Barack Obama is taking us now, announcing the youth brigades, now announcing the new green carbon taxes to be selectively enforced on everybody. He's Judge Andrew Napolitano. We'll give you his website and a lot more. His radio show is Brian and the Judge, heard weekday mornings on XM and AM and FM stations across the country. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 22, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $889.90. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $915.86, $457.93 for the half ounce, and $228.96 for a quarter ounce. That's $915.86, $457.93, and $228.96.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can.
It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Judge Andrew Napolitano, yeah, when I watch his Fox Internet show, he also contributes on Fox TV. It's like watching my own show, but with a judge's perspective. He actually covers the police state, the New World Order, and the radio show is great as well. Got until about 45 after. Judge, let's get right into Barack Obama. I mean, the media is not even making a big deal out of this, but yeah, I mean, knowing the law, studying the Nuremberg situation, the just following orders, what is happening here?
Well, you know, the president is in a little bit of a bind. I really don't agree with him on any of his publicly stated positions, except in part this one, which is to review and reveal so that we can review the advice that was given to the Bush administration, basically telling it could, that CIA agents could do whatever they wanted. I profoundly disagreed with him when he originally said, both personally and through his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, that nobody will be prosecuted, and he seems to have backed off on that. But, you know, there are prosecutions and there are prosecutions. When the American military treated Iraqi prisoners like dogs, literally, by putting dog collars on them and keeping them naked in flesh piles and inducing unnatural and immoral sexual acts, they prosecuted a private and a sergeant. They never prosecuted anybody up the chain of command, however far it went, and there's evidence that Secretary Rumsfeld himself was aware of that and either looked the other way, condoned it, or authorized it. The same must be the case for these torture memos. Now, I'll give you a little bit of information. One is that the torture memos are exceptionally one-sided. That is, when a client says to a lawyer, may I do this, it's the lawyer's job to amass the law in favor of the this and against the this and then give a conclusion. These memos don't do that. They compliment the CIA for having the patience to wait and ask. We now know they didn't wait. They started this stuff before they even got the memo. And it then gives all sorts of twisted, tortured interpretations of words in order to justify what the CIA wanted to do. 2 points. One, the author, the principal author of these memos, now a federal judge, he never would have been confirmed if the memo's been released before his confirmation. That's another story. Opines in these memos that he cannot say for sure if the medieval torture devices of the thumb screw and the rack constitute torture. So they obviously picked someone to write these memos with an extremely perverse threshold as to what is torture and what isn't. Two, Bob Baer, a former CIA agent with whom I have clashed many times over the Constitution, came onto my radio show, Brian and the Judge, this morning and startled my partner, who favors all this torture, and I, who, of course, oppose it with every fiber in my being, by saying the following. The CIA exaggerated the extent of the danger that was posed by these people uninterrogated. It exaggerated the nature of what it expected they knew, and it exaggerated what it received from them. Question from my partner, Brian Kilmeade. What about the second wave, and what about the third wave of attacks that never came because of the information obtained by these enhanced interrogation techniques? Answer, the CIA exaggerated that as well. There never has been any evidence of the planning of a second or a third wave. So when you put all this together, you really have a horrific series of events. A lawyer telling his boss he can do whatever he wants. The CIA carefully manipulating the Justice Department and the White House into giving it the authority that it wants to do. A compliant president whom Karl Rove told me on my show read the memos. I said, how do you know he read them? He said, well, we read them together, meaning they were probably read out loud to each other. You can speculate on the reasons for that. We have a very, very sad state of affairs. If no one is prosecuted, then we really have a rejuvenation of the Nuremberg defense, which is I thought it was legal and I was told to do it by my bosses. That defense has been rejected by every signatory to the Geneva Conventions, which is virtually every country on the planet except for China, Israel, and Iran. Israel didn't exist at the time, and I don't believe it subsequently enacted them. I might be wrong on that. Every country in the world agrees that the Nuremberg defense is no longer valid.
It's amazing to have this going on, and they also did things like grab people and get them to give confessions to bombing buildings that didn't exist when they were arrested. So we also know it was used for fake confessions, Judge. Obama claims he's backing office now. We need to see prosecution. Or where does it go from there? I mean, once you start torturing people, where does it end? And now when our troops get captured, how do we say it's not okay for other countries to torture them? It's like this Iranian American being grabbed by the Iranians. They're saying she had a kangaroo court. Well, how do we say it's a kangaroo court when the military commissions does that?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coming up, we got a news clip where mainstream media admits, and one of the former economists at the World Bank says, that it's a private oligarchy ruling the United States. Judge Andrew Napolitano, best-selling author, Fox News contributor, and syndicated radio host, is our guest for another 10 minutes, and we got to let him go. I always enjoy being on his show as well. We appreciate him being here. Mr. Napolitano, Judge, specifically, the establishment tries to put us in left-right camps for divide and conquer. You know that. I hear you talk about it. I hear really no one else talking about it. And to have MSNBC, CNN come out on every show and say, you go to a Tea Party, you're racist. It's not that people are concerned about bankrupting the country or the police state or the $12.8 trillion spent so far, 98% of Americans in polls against the bailouts. I mean, that is cold-blooded for the system to come out and say, no, you're all racist. And some Americans end up believing that, thinking, oh, my God, there's all these racists out there. Isn't that what's racist? To claim it's all racist, injecting race card into something that isn't even about that?
The people that are challenging these gatherings, and quite frankly, I had hoped it would bring out more people than it did, but it sent a little bit of a message. The message was that these are homogeneous groups. I mean, these were people from all across the socioeconomic and political spectrum saying enough is enough with the federal government. Were the numbers overwhelming? No, they weren't. Were they peaceful? Absolutely. Was I at all of them? No. I monitored many of them through our facilities here at Fox. I heard nothing even remotely racist. Look, if the pro-Obama forces think that they can tarnish with the word racism anybody who disagrees with them, they are in for a very, very serious battle, and their Orwellian redefinition of words simply won't work. I disagree with this president on almost everything he does. I am an anti-racist. My new book, Dred Scott's Revenge, A Legal History of Race and Freedom in America, was written to remind white people what blacks went through in this country. That doesn't mean I agree with everything the president has done. In fact, I disagree with almost all of it. I would defy anybody who disagrees with him on ideological or political grounds to say that that disagreement is racially based.
Well, I mean, it's just a complete distraction, isn't it, Judge, from reality? People, they're saying, we don't want more taxes, we don't want more regulation, and they run the president, the American people elect him, and then they say, if you criticize anything he's doing, youth brigades, tattletale squads, government money being spent on USA service to create a private army for the Democrats, they just say, every single one of you is a racist. I mean, that is just outrageous propaganda.
Well, it's outrageous because it reveals the moral depravity of their argument. They're unwilling to engage people who challenge the federal government in a meaningful debate about the appropriate role of the federal government in our constitutional society. And in order to avoid that challenge, they touch the third rail of American politics, which is racism. But this will not last. The American people will realize that the folks who are in favor of big government cannot avoid the debate by claiming that everyone that wants to challenge big government is a racist because the head of the government happens to be biracial. I happen to think it's a great thing that the head of the government is a biracial to try and put race behind us, even though I disagree with this president on virtually everything he stands for.
But they want to continue to now inject race into it. It's race baiting. It's actually creating racial division.
Isn't that funny? Because the Department of Homeland Security report, which came out last week, condemned race baiting, even though the administration that produced it is now using it in order to avoid confronting the issues.
Do you think that was a political H-bomb? How big a deal is this that we always explain to people this police state apparatus for Al-Qaeda was really being set up for the American people, and now all these federal and state MIAC reports and intelligence reports are out saying gun owners, people buying ammo, veterans are the number one threat. I think that this is really a wake-up call.
I think that the DHS report was a bucket of cold water in the face of many conservative Republicans who are pro-life, who are pro-gun, who do welcome returning veterans, who are concerned about the borders and who are concerned about the size and scope of the federal government. Why do I tick off those five attributes? Because the report says people who embrace any of those five causes on that side, on the gun side, on the life side, on the anti-federal government side, are as dangerous as race-based skinheads. And I say to my conservative Republican friends, or they say to me, well, how can the government monitor me? How does the government know that I'm pro-life, that I'm pro-gun, that I question the size and scope of the federal government. I said, well, remember, the government can listen to your phone calls and can monitor the keystrokes on your computer without a warrant these days. DHS agents, just like FBI agents, can write their own search warrants. They don't have to go to a judge. They don't have to present probable cause of crime anymore. And then my conservative Republican friends say, well, where did that come from? And then I say, the Patriot Act, which George Bush and the conservative Republicans in the Congress gave to us. The people that wrote this abominable law trusted Bush and his agents with this power. It's now in the hands of President Obama and his agents, and suddenly they regret and resent having given that kind of power to the federal government.
And that's my final question, and I want to talk about all the books you've written here briefly, Judge Napolitano. You say you're talking to a lot of high-powered Republicans. I know you talk to them on TV every day. They're starting to figure out now what they let the government, the powers that they let the government get.
They handed to President Obama an imperial presidency with powers far greater than what Bill Clinton handed to George W. Bush. The Republicans created that imperial presidency. It is as disrespectful. It is as faithless to the Constitution as anything FDR did, and it may be as faithless to the Constitution as Abraham Lincoln in terms of its violation of natural rights and its violation of specifically enunciated rights in the Constitution itself.
What do you think about the left, a lot of them defending Obama now on hiring nothing but lobbyists, expanding wars, saying they're going to expand warrantless spying, saying he's going to keep all these new powers? I mean, I know we're used to politicians lying, but, you know, he said this is going to be different this time.
Well, he's not. I mean, he has kept this awful, hideous thing in play called state secrets, which is basically a doctrine that if the government makes enough of a hue and cry that it can't reveal what's in its bag of tricks, that a lawsuit goes away, lest state secrets be revealed. Of course, when the government loses that argument, it turns out that no state secrets, in fact, were revealed. Barack Obama condemned this concept when he was Senator Obama and Candidate Obama. He's now instructed his Justice Department to continue the same thing. Look, it's a liberal version of big government versus a conservative version of big government. It is disrespect for the individual. It is the exaltation of the state over the individual. It's the same thing over and over and over again. Instead of corporate welfare, there's individual welfare. Instead of allowing the rich to get richer, it will try and pull down the rich in order to uplift the poor. None of this planned central economic planning, none of this assault on civil liberties has ever produced happiness or prosperity. The question is, when and how will we stop it?
Yeah, they're trying to hang this banking disaster around the necks of free market people, and this isn't free market. This is government teaming up with select corporations and producing fraudulent debt instruments, fraudulent Ponzi schemes, and then government is now taking $12.8 trillion of tax money and giving it to the crooks instead of arresting them.
Well, the banks that were giving mortgages out for no money down, George W. Bush ordered his Housing and Urban Development Department, HUD, to give out mortgages with no money down to 150,000 people. The vast majority of those things have already defaulted. And who got those mortgages? Fannie and Freddie. And where do they get their money? From the taxpayer. I mean, the bankers were doing what the government instructed them to do. Get mortgages to people who are not creditworthy, use low teaser rates, keep the rates artificially low. Don't worry what will happen when the rates go up there. This was not the free market run amok. This was the banking system doing what the government forced it to do. And like all central planning, it came down with a crash.
Absolutely. In closing, tell us about your newest book and some of the others, Judge Andrew Napolitano.
I was sitting on the radio with Brian Kilmeade, my partner, listening to a lot of well-intended African-American callers not outraged by Jeremiah Wright. I'm thinking to myself, what the heck is going on here? Why are they not outraged that he's saying things like the government caused AIDS? And I went back and did a lot of research. Well, the government didn't cause AIDS. The government did give syphilis to hundreds and hundreds of innocent black men that the federal government said it was curing. In fact, it was slowly killing them. It went on from the FDR administration until Richard Nixon learned about it, and he stopped. The government did suspend the free will of African Americans based on collectivism, based on race, based upon the notion that the government can enact whatever laws it wants. And I wanted to remind white people what blacks went through, because if the government can do this to a group of people based on race, it could do it to a group of people based on their ideas. And what happened to African Americans in 1860 and in 1960 could happen to you and me in 2010.
Well, that's you're a great writer. I want to read. I've read some of your other books. I haven't read The Dred Scott's Revenge, but we've got it up on screen right now. Fire out some of the websites so folks can find out more.
Thank you so much.
What are some of the best websites to visit, though? I know there's quite a few you're associated with.
Well, LouRockwell.com is very, very generous to me, and a lot of my things are published there. I'm also posted on FoxNews.com probably once or twice a week. If you go to FoxNews.com, Freedom Watch, or if you just plug in Freedom Watch on YouTube, you'll find hundreds and hundreds of websites that capture my show, Freedom Watch, and that spread it all over the place. Look, my show 2 weeks ago had 500,000 hits. That's, I won't name the name of networks, but that's more than at least two cable networks have, in one case all day, in another case all week, just my 1 hour watching and arguing about and explaining the loss of freedom in America.
Well, that shows how hungry people are, is that Fox is now intelligently putting the real, you know, truth, you on the air, but internet only, and it's bigger than the other little rinky-dink networks with the CIA officer over there, the heir to the Astor family, saying that the weird sexual stuff that the Tea Parties are doing and saying we're all racist and the other network. And it's the same thing here. I put out the Obama deception, over 15 million views in 5 weeks.
And
it's insane.
It's dwarfing my numbers, Alex. I gotta learn some of your secrets.
No. Hey, no. You just started your new TV show. You know, you're contributing on the main channel, but I mean, no, that's what I'm saying, is that 500,000 on one little video you did, and you're doing them all the time, I'm saying that's huge. Most of our videos probably get 20, 30, 40,000 views. But, I mean, to sit there and to see that you're doing that, that shows me people are hungry for the truth. It shows me the statists are in trouble.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. And I wrote this book to remind people what runaway statism can produce.
Absolutely. And the thugs are trying to keep us under control, the left-wing and right-wing thugs. And, Judge, if good people just lift a finger together, I don't see the system being able to get away with this. But they're not going to go away without a fight.
No, they're not. And that's why we have to stay on the air and keep monitoring what's happening.
All right.
Good to have me on. I love every minute of it, Alex. And
hey, we'll talk to you
soon.
All right, thank you so much. See you at Freedom Watch. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes. Yeah, I think they're going to have me back on next week or something. Okay, good having him on. Yeah, absolutely. This is what blows me away. If you look at the ratings of MSNBC and CNBC, they'll have like 100,000 viewers at 10 o'clock at night. And their top shows will have like 500,000. No one is watching this crap. Now, Fox is smart and acts like they're anti-New World Order, so they're 3, 4 million, 5 million people watching. Still, when you get into real ratings, Coast to Coast AM has 16 million listeners a night. Rush Limbaugh has 22 million a day. That's the real radio shows, folks. Then you look at me down here in the minor leagues comparatively. I dwarf MSNBC and CNBC. But they can get advertisers to spend $50,000 for a minute ad, and they're getting no response. It's all made up. It's all fake. It's all imaginary. We'll be lucky if we can get $100 a spot here. That's how ass backwards it is, because it's the delusionalness of the teleprompters, of the fanciness, of all of that. That's why I thought about it. Maybe I should come in here and wear a suit and make it look like a regular TV studio, and then all our problems will be over and we could actually defeat the New World Order raising the capital. I mean, we're on over 70 AM and FM stations now. We've got a lot of new affiliates. Very thankful to all those stations. And those stations, you know, get the ratings in, and it's hundreds of thousands of listeners, smaller stations, tens of thousands when I'm on. Conservatively, Ted has, because a lot of stations don't subscribe to the Arbitron ratings, so they don't have them, smaller stations, but Ted has gone and gotten the ratings before. 315,000 listeners every 15 minutes. 315,000 on AM and FM. And it's actually a lot more than that because about half our stations don't subscribe to the Arbitron, so they can't use those numbers. You got to pay to be able to subscribe and find out what your ratings are because it costs money to do, you know, to do the ratings. So let's say conservatively 500,000 listeners every 15 minutes. People always ask, how many listeners do I have? I kind of, when mainstream media is here, go, oh, not that many. But, you know, the whole point is might as well just admit it to people. Millions and millions listening on AM and FM every day in the 4 hours. Number one on Shoutcast. Number one radio talk show on Shoutcast. About to be number one over music, even. About to be total number one. And we haven't even figured out how to get all the people listening to our streams to get those connected in where it shows up on Shoutcast. In fact, you're not even seeing all of our listeners on there with the Windows stream and some Flash stream and a bunch of other stuff. There's thousands you can't see. And then there's the YouTube and the Google and all the videos people post to the audio. It is just ultra massive. Go ahead and start playing this newscast clip. We're going to come back with it and finish up on the other side. Simon Johnson declares influence of Wall Street oligarchs, U.S. a banana republic on mainstream television. Here it is.
Contrary to the assertions of many politicians in Wall Street, the crisis that we're going through is not new at all. In fact, our guest today, Simon Johnson, who's a former economist for the IMF and currently a professor at MIT, says that when he was at the IMF, he saw this crisis over and over again. It was just happening in emerging markets instead of in a country like the United States. So, Professor, what are the similarities?
Well, Henry, I'm drawing on my experience roughly 20 years of working on crises, not just at the IMF, but when I was working in the private sector at the university with the IMF, and sometimes on the same side, sometimes not so much. And their key thing is, of course, you have a boom, you have a group that drives an economy up. They're often called the oligarchs in various countries, and they do well for themselves and for the country for a while, but then comes a bust, some sort of crisis of confidence, and the oligarchs are a big problem at that point. That might be my point about the United States, is we built up a financial sector. We built up some.
We're going to come back, and we're going to play the end of this and hit a few other little tidbits here. So be sure and stay with us. The final segment, Stay the Course, will be right back, InfoWars.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
By the way, we've been watching this video.
And it burns, burns, burns.
Of El Paso, Texas, with the reporter trying to get video of a truck dumped over, and the cop runs over and arrests him. And there's, looks like Marines running around in the video. If you watch it carefully, ordering the police around. And we know they're out there, so it's just all part of the insanity. I want to finish up this clip where they're talking about the oligarchs running things, the banking oligarchs that rule us, that are now even directing our governments. That's right. They're not elected. They go on national TV and say that we're above the government. The current Fed chief's done that, so has Alan Greenspan. I'm getting sick of it. But first, I want to tell you about something cool. It's up on Infowars.com. It's halfway down the right-hand side. There's a company that puts out ringtones, and they thought, hey, we want to put out some Alex Jones ringtones. This is a great way to stir up conversations. People say, what is that? You got to go hear these things. You can listen to them for free there on the side. It's, again, on the right-hand side, about a halfway down on the site. There it is, up on screen at prisonplanet.tv. And you can go there and click on it at Infowars.com. We've added the ringtone store. Turn your phone into part of the Infowar. You can get dozens of ringtones that will wake up everyone around you. Go to the square banners on Infowars and check it out. Download ringtones with me and support the Infowar right now. Absolutely. So you want Infowars ringtones? You got them. In fact, there's a URL for that they have. What's the actual URL up there at the top of the screen? AlexJonesRingtones.net, AlexJonesRingtones.net. Okay, let's go ahead and finish up with this clip. Here it is.
Well, Henry.
Oh, that site shut down.
Not just at the IMF, but when I was working in the private sector in the university with the IMF, and sometimes on the same side, sometimes not so much. And their key thing is, of course, you have a boom, you have a group that drives an economy up. They're often called the oligarchs in various countries, and they do well for themselves and for the country for a while, but then comes a bust, some sort of crisis of confidence, and the oligarchs are a big problem at that point. And that's my point about the United States, is we built up a financial sector, we built up some very strong players in that financial sector, and it was fine for as long as the boom lasted, but it built vulnerabilities into the system, and those vulnerabilities are very hard to overcome because these powerful people, these oligarchs in the United States, remain so strong and so central to everything.
And you sound as though you wrote a very well-received article in The Atlantic where you lay all this out recently, but it sounds as though you feel like policy is still being dictated by Washington effectively kowtowing to the oligarchs, who are the names we all know and love from Wall Street.
I think big finance, that the major banks on Wall Street, are far too influential. I'm not saying they're dictating it, but they're having a huge amount of impact. And you can see them negotiating with the government, actually through the newspapers a lot now, where the head of J.P. Morgan or the head of Goldman will make statements that are clearly designed to push the government in certain directions. And of course, it's not just their ties to the administration. They're also incredibly well connected on Capitol Hill. And that's an important part of how they get things done also.
And so how do these situations resolve themselves? If you go back to the IMF and a typical emerging market, what happens? How do you break that cycle?
Well, there has to be a shift in power. And in most countries that the IMF has traditionally dealt with, there's a crisis, a severe crisis, and pretty much an economic and financial collapse. And in that situation, some of the powerful players lose out. Now, the IMF, when it comes in, if it sees the situation clearly, and in my view does its job properly, it'll help tilt the balance so that you can.
Okay, now remember, the IMF is European.
Okay,
and dominated. They want control of the United States, and so this is a fight with the bankers. He's on there, kind of telling on himself a little bit to get more power and control. But there they are. Very interesting video clip. The rest of it's up at Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Jason Burmis, live tonight, 9 to midnight, right here at Genesis. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 to 3 Central. Retransmission with all the guests and information starts now. One place, InfoWars.com. Keep spreading the word about the free podcast on the show. We're winning the fight against tyranny.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.